Cheers to everybody. Trevor Clink.
Yeah.
A group clink. Oh. Thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm done for another day. This is going to go horribly wrong on the tube home, isn't it? I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes, sober John Holmes, will be here from 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win a million.
A million pounds?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Sausage rolls on me! Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6. Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs' Divine Decadence at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50ml while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Defeat 21st Century Fox.
Talk Radio.
Victims of the Grenfell Tower fire have been remembered at a national memorial service. The St Paul's Cathedral Choir sang a song from the musical West Side Story as school children scattered green hearts in memory of the 71 people who died in June. Some survivors spoke at the service. Members of the emergency services who helped those caught up in the fire also attended, along with senior royals. Aisha Mohammed lost 3 family members in the tragedy and told Talk Radio it was the perfect tribute.
Being together with everyone else really empowers everyone, helps everyone move on. It was beautiful. That's the word that I can use, really. It was different, it was diverse. Beautiful, definitely, yeah.
The shadow Brexit secretary has described a Commons vote which will give MPs a say on the final deal as humiliating. Sir Keir Starmer is among those who've quizzed the man in charge of leaving the EU, David Davis, about last night's decision. But Brexiteer Tory MP John Redwood has told Talk Radio politically it looks bad, but it won't affect the final agreement.
Commentators are clearly going to say it was not helpful, it wasn't the best present to give her as she goes off to a very important council where we need a strong United Kingdom. Arguing its case and showing that we mean business.
A third person has appeared in court charged over the murders of 4 children in a house fire in Greater Manchester. The siblings, aged between 3 and 15, died following the blaze in Worsley in Salford on Monday. 25-year-old David Worrell was remanded in custody and is due in Crown Court with his 2 co-defendants tomorrow. The deputy leader of far-right group Britain First has appeared in court accused of behaviour intended or likely to stir up hatred. 31-year-old Jada Franson is alleged to have made comments at a demonstration outside Belfast City Hall in August. And Walt Disney has agreed a deal with 21st Century Fox to buy its entertainment business for almost £40 billion. It'd see Fox's film studio, its stake in Sky, and several other channels and services transferred between the two Hollywood giants. The deal will also give Disney rights to more films and TV.
Just checking the microphone, because it wasn't working, Toby.
No, neither was mine.
And now they're both working.
People
do you think Julie Hartley Brewer sort of wazzed some champagne into it. All Julia Hartley Brew has been doing, for Julia Hartley Brewery more like, has been doing for the last half an hour is taste testing champagne.
Yes.
If guzzling it from the bottle counts as taste testing.
Yes.
And they've all just disappeared out of here, all sort of staggered out of the...
drunk just walking in.
It smells bad in here, doesn't it? Worse than normal.
Alcoholic.
And it's all over the problem is they've spilt loads of it all over the desk. So I didn't know whether... Well, they have.
What if there are engineers listening?
They spilt some on the desk, and I didn't know whether it had... And when they went to chink glasses at the end...
Yes.
I don't think you can say that word anymore, either. One of them hit the... Instead of the glasses, one of them went into the mic stand, which made a bit of a noise, and then a bit spilt out.
Oh,
and I thought, well, I don't
no.
know whether that's gone in something important. And then the microphone didn't work when they made it live.
It did go in something important. It went in Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes. And now... but they're working again now, but that's because we've just mopped up loads of stuff. So you know, we could be back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours is working.
Yeah, is it? I haven't got my headphones on.
No.
Hello. Oh, it is.
Yeah, sadly.
I can't go home.
Anyway.
I was hoping I could go home.
Yeah. Well, weren't we all? hoping you could go home. So anyway, that's the news from in here.
Mm.
It's a mess.
Do you want me to put that in the news? Is that what you're saying?
I think you probably should for the next bulletin. It's a bit news light today.
Next bulletin, the news, which nobody will hear, will be Talk Radio has gone off air because there's alcohol everywhere.
Yeah, thanks to Julia. Anyway, you've got weather, have you now?
I have got
Come
weather.
Come on then. Let's do some weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and wintry showers today. Longer spells of rain in the west. Highs of 8 Celsius.
And who's got the sport today?
It's Alex Dibbly Dibbly Dibble.
Dibble has got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Batsman David Malan may well have kept England's Ashes hopes alive in Perth.
You know, I think we were 115 or 120 for 3 or 4, whatever it was. So nice to score some runs, and especially when the team needed it, and, you know, to make sure that I cashed in when I did get a stop.
The 30-year-old's maiden test century, ably supported by wicketkeeper Johnny Bairstow, meant England ended day one on 305 for 4. Milan's 110 not out after being dropped on 92. Jurgen Klopp says he's prepared for criticism after Liverpool dropped another 2 points in the Premier League. They were held to a goalless draw by West Brom at Anfield. And Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho's confirmed defender Eric Bailly has a serious injury that he picked up on international duty.
We are trying a conservative treatment, but if the conservative treatment is not resulting, probably will end in a surgery, but let's wait a little bit more.
Mourinho was asked if Bailly's season is over, but he stressed he's not a doctor. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's the news powered by the voice of Alex Dibble, and now a programme is on the way.
Talk Radio.
This Christmas, let's max things up. Let's at least try and make Sprouts taste good. Let's put Dex in the halls. Let's choose the bold taste of Pepsi Max. With more refreshment, more... yes! And let's ditch the mistletoe. Yeah, okay. Maybe keep the mistletoe. Try a new tradition this Christmas with Pepsi Max. Maximum taste, no sugar.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome along. I am John Holmes,
and here's
an in-joke nuclear bomb of a show. I think a lot of people listening will agree. At least we are honest with you. Enjoy it while you can.
Why?
It's all very complicated. What I really want is a banana. I think they're the wrong size.
Oh, I'm burning up.
Toilet trouble.
Greggs
have announced that they are
an abomination in the eyes of God.
They should be sorting these pasties
out.
Boris Johnson
has left you as shocked after...
He was sick. On a pavement.
On a pavement.
In front of some graffiti. He sounds like a great guy.
Starts badly, and then by about 6 o'clock, I'll be back down.
But I think they're the wrong size.
Like one size fits all.
Did you follow through?
Yeah.
Good.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey.
Ah, now. good afternoon to you and welcome. Talk Radio, of course. On the day that we see the rebels fighting back against the evil empire.
Party up about Brexit.
Star Wars film came out, didn't it? Do you know what, though? Watching all of that, not the film, the Brexit thing, I'm wondering if Brexit itself wasn't just an elaborate PR stunt for Star Wars. I mean, the other day I posited the idea that the asteroid flying past Britain, the world, that might work, and Britain, Britain's part of the world, not part of Europe, obviously, but anyway, flying past the planet was all part of an elaborate PR stunt for Star Wars, given they were going to check it for alien life, right? So I thought, then this whole Brexit thing with rebels and an alliance, and you were reading all those, if you read all the stories today about the Brexit vote last night, it's all got Star Wars buzzwords in it. You know, we've talked about this on the show a bit yesterday as well, didn't we? So you've got rebels, alliance, Dominic Greave is like General Grievous. You know, it's a whole, it's all like...
Theresa May flying solo.
Yeah, on her Euro star.
Yeah, with her hands.
Star, that's got the word star in it, hasn't it? So, you know, yeah, good. Anyway, that's a bit... I mean, think about that, right, rebels, the robot Theresa May 3PO, right? And the incredibly boring preamble in one of those Phantom Menace films about trade tariffs. So it all ties into Brexit. It's like George Lucas was some kind of visionary. Nigel Farage building his Death Star made out of paper mache, which is made, of course, from copies of the Daily Mail soaked in his own excrement instead of water. Rounding it all up into a one big ball of crap as well. It all fits. Anyway, hello then. Talk Radio 1 till 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. And as those backbench rebels rise up in Parliament, how dare they demand, I don't know, democracy? Much moaning from the certain sections of the press today about that. Proud of yourselves. That's what the Daily Mail have gone for. Putting pictures of all 11, was it 11 rebels, I think? So are you proud of yourselves for derailing this? And what's excellent, though, is someone has photoshopped it, put Christmas antlers on the photos of the MPs, and slapped strategic Christmas trees over certain letters, and indeed the question mark of proud of yourselves, and it now reads, proud of our elves. With everyone looking a little bit festive. It's lovely. It's exactly that kind of innovative thinking that makes Britain great. Total silence, then disbelief. Those were the words of the Chamber last night. Parliament experienced it on the vote count. It was in. They announced it, defying the party, defying the whips. Then total silence, followed by disbelief, which is the same kind of reaction this show gets whenever any of it is played to management in a meeting. Hello, then. Shall we do a Thursday? Oh, I believe so. Here's what's on the way. Headline hijack. Of course, Toby's got the news today. Hello, Toby.
Hello. Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, he will be reading out the news, but in it will be a news lie, which we'd like you to provide. The number for that news lie is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you like. If you would like to add to the agenda of fake news and hear your words said as truth across the nation at 2, then Headline Hijack is the future for you all. There's a diversity paper review. We're going to be going through today's papers with a European migrant. Yeah. All those diversities. Multiculturalism at its best. That's this programme. We're going to be talking Brexit. We're going to be talking Christmas with the royal family. Toby here will be going through some of the silly stories for us as we try and identify what the stories are from the silly headlines. It's Silly Gillies, Silly Stories. There's work experience punditry. Katie is in today. Geeky, gadgety stuff Katie's doing today. She's the work experience. We've told her it's a leg up into the industry. It absolutely isn't. It's just because she's free and we do not have to pay her. Big debate at 3. And there'll be a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, news edition. If you'd like to have a go at that, it's where we've cleverly adapted a largely visual video game from a console to essentially 100% sort of oral version with no visuals whatsoever for the radio, well, you can have a go on it. Here's how to get in touch. 0344 499 1000. If you call that number, Chloe will say hello to you. Text us if you like, 8722.
Start your message with a word talk. Start your message with the word oral.
Oh, yeah. Let's find out who's on the programme today. Oh, look, Chloe's on the programme. That comes as no surprise to anybody because I just said that anyway. Hi, Chloe.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Great.
Good. Katie's on the buttons. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Toby's got the news. Hi, Toby.
Hello again.
Cornelius. Cornelius. Cornelius.
Well, a very good afternoon, John.
And to you.
And may I wish you...
Yeah, be the first to wish you.
The very first to wish you a very happy...
Yes.
Roast Chestnuts Day.
Right.
I mean... There's two other choices.
Yeah.
Monkey Day.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or, and I just will never be able to pronounce this word, it's a very French word.
Boulabassi.
National Boulabassi Day.
Boulabassi.
You know, the fish stew native to Marseille.
Boulabassi.
Boulabassi, apparently.
Boulabassi.
Bouillabaisse.
Shirley Bassey.
Happy National Bouillabaisse Day, John.
Bouillabaisse. It's all about the bass.
Booyah.
No one wants the booyah treble, that's for sure. No, that's one of those words I always struggle with as well. You look at it written down, you go, yeah, that can't be that hard. And then you go to say it, nothing comes out right. I mean, that's just one of those words. Anyway, happy National all of those days. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, hello. And to get us into today's big story, we need to start with some music. The clues are all there, but how does this link to the big story in the news? True. Interesting.
I mean, I made it up.
Yeah.
But
it's entirely plausible. Yeah.
Alan doesn't understand her. He thinks it's getting harder.
So how does that song link to today's big story?
So he spends the night with old friends underneath the covers.
That is... Chocolate Girl. Deacon Blue.
I think she melts when he touches her.
But how does it link to today's story? Of course, Deacon Blue. Cornelius has been trying to figure it out. So, Chocolate Girl, Chocolate, Deacon Blue, today's big story. Any thoughts?
I'm going to go with the word blue.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So, a lot of my favourite Disney characters are blue. For example, Lilo from Lilo and Stitch. That's Stitch. Eeyore.
Right.
Baloo. And Walt Disney has just bought Fox.
The Fox from
Murdoch.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Fox from the cartoon version of Robin Hood.
But no, they already owned that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I suppose they did.
No, so they've bought all the other Fox.
Right.
21st Century Fox.
Yes.
Is it that?
No.
Mm.
Try again. I'll give you a clue. The word blue was erroneous for you. That was leading you down.
Something to do with chocolate.
Yes.
Christmas.
Ah.
People eat chocolate at Christmas. I hate that song. They used to play that song on a very short rotation when I worked in a jewellery shop.
Well, this song.
Yeah, Chocolate Girl.
It's a great song. But it is to do with chocolate.
How?
Brexit.
How?
Right.
Brussels?
No, that's Sprouts, not chocolate. There's a bag of chocolate, a brand of chocolate that comes in a bag.
Buttons.
No.
Celebrations.
No.
Quality Street.
No.
Roses.
No.
No.
Okay, a better clue. A bag of chocolates, but each one, every time you bite into one, you don't know what's in there. A little bit of a surprise.
Oh, Revels.
Revels. Sounds a bit
Rebels.
Like Rebels. There you go. Tory, Rebels. Backbench, Rebels. Chocolate, Revels, Rebels.
Tenuous.
Well, and there it is. So that's the big story. Of course it's Brexit. Of course it was last night's vote. What happened? Silence when the vote was announced. And then, disbelief is the headline today. Let's find out what happened and what it means as Theresa May goes off to Brussels with very much a result she didn't want. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll solve Brexit next.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M62 in West Yorkshire is crawling westbound towards Junction 30 at Rothwell because of emergency repair works. In Worcestershire, the M5 is stop-start southbound towards Junction 5 at Droitwich because a lorry's broken down in the inside lane. In Cambridgeshire, there are queues on the A1 southbound towards Alton after an accident earlier. Delays are back to Sipson. And in Berkshire, the M4 crawling westbound between Junction 12 for Thiel and 13 at Chiefley, heading up towards the roadwork section. There are still those ongoing narrow lanes there. I'm Alan Joyce.
At the Co-op, a 70-centilitre bottle of Baileys is only £10. And a 70-centilitre bottle of Tanqueray gin is only £15. perfect last-minute gifts for friends and family. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Subject to availability. See participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you, and it's time to talk about today's big story. Then here's to the Daily Mail writing in 2016. This is what they wrote. Right, regaling MPs who blindly follow party lines and not their consciences. They wrote this. It is only really their career... Is it really only their career prospects stopping them from doing this? If so, that's contemptible. It's also foolish. For with no end in sight to the Eurozone's agony, this is what they wrote, Brussels paralysed, history will vindicate and reward those with the courage to speak out, win or lose, against what the party are telling them to do. That is what the Daily Mail said. Back in 2016. And today, of course, the jackboot is on the other foot, isn't it? As the Mail are foaming at the hole over Tory MPs doing exactly that last night over the Brexit debate. Naming and shaming MPs, that's what they've done today, who have followed their consciences because, you know, they believe that being able to have a say on any Brexit deal is in the best interests of the country. The scamps. Brexit, as we all know, only too well, has become the dullest subject known to man. It's almost like it's incredibly complicated, and that no one really foresaw all of the intricacies of what could happen, and it was all just reduced down, boiled down at the time of the referendum to an argument about migrants, which, oh look, was basically the stance of, oh look, the Daily Mail. Turns out, though, there's a little bit more to it. So what happened last night? Let's find out from John Rental, of course, chief political commentator for The Independent, no stranger to this show. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello. Look, good to talk to you again. So, you know, like I said, we get increasingly bored every time we hear the word Brexit, but we know it's incredibly important. And last night was important, it's kind of redrawn the battle lines in a way, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was quite important. I mean, it was a check to Theresa May's freedom of manoeuvre in deciding the shape of Brexit. It probably won't have any practical effect, assuming that they can negotiate the Brexit deal in good time anyway. But it was definitely a sort of trigger for certain Tory rebels who will vote against the government again next week, because then there's a vote on whether to put the date of the Brexit date in the bill.
Yeah.
And obviously that might be significant, because obviously that's about maintaining some flexibility about when we might leave. We might sort of postpone Brexit a bit.
Yeah. And it's when I guess we hear all these, you know, it gives us sight that it's a very, very long process. We all knew that, but every time something happens like this, it's sort of, everyone keeps calling it the beginning of the beginning.
Indeed, and it is just—it's going to go on for another 15 months.
Yeah.
That is the nature of it. I mean, the chances of, you know, Brexit not happening are still very small, but they grew slightly last night. I mean, because, you know, there is a majority for the softest possible Brexit in the House of Commons, but when it comes down to it, are people really in the House of Commons going to vote to stay in the single market? I don't think so.
Mm, yeah, and it was more of a sort of show of here's what we could do, than anything else.
I think that's right, and I think the sort of pressure point is the sort of flexibility over the Brexit date, and then there's the question of how long the transition period is going to be. I mean, I think that's going to be a big issue over the next phase of the negotiations. I mean, we'll see how that works out. I mean, obviously, the soft Brexiters want the longest possible transition.
Yeah, and did it come as the surprise that's being reported today? The line total silence, then disbelief in the chamber, and all that stuff.
absolutely. No, it wasn't until we saw the tellers, the MPs who actually count the votes, come out. Because you know which side's won by which side stands on the right and which stands on the left.
Yeah.
And that was a surprising moment. I mean, you don't often have votes in the House of Commons where you don't know what the outcome is going to be in advance.
Yeah. In terms of the attendance of the vote, you know, what was it a full house, as it were?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yes. I mean, I haven't been through all the lists yet. I mean, there were one or two notable absences. Paul Masterton was a Scottish Tory MP who didn't vote, but that was a deliberate abstention. There was one other Tory MP, MP for Carlisle, what's his name, John Stevenson. He voted yes and no, which is like a sort of deliberate abstention,
yeah,
in order to make the point. And there was Jared O'Mara, the Labour. Oh, and Ivan Lewis, the two Labour MPs have been suspended from the party. Neither of them voted.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, a 4-vote margin, you know, it could have gone either
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was very close. Oh, and when, you know, very briefly, because I know you've got a dash, but in terms of Theresa May now, you know, back in Brussels with that vote ringing, the sound of the silence ringing in her ears, what's she going to be saying to them today?
Well, she's going to try and ignore it, but they all know what's happened. They all know how it's been reported in the British press. And in a way, it sort of almost might strengthen her hand, because she can always turn around and say, look, you know, I can't sell that back home. That's always the tactic in these negotiations is, you know, I can't do that. I couldn't get it through the British House of Commons. And I think that might work to her advantage slightly, because, you know, I mean, one of the reasons why Tory MPs voted against her was because she'd got the deal, because her position was secure. They knew it was safe to rebel.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, we shall watch with continued interest / boredom, I think, John, as it all goes on. It's going to keep you busy, though. That's the main thing. John Rental there, chief political commentator for The Independent, joining us to just talk us through what was happening in Parliament last night. In the next bit of the programme, there's a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the newspapers with, with Europe in mind, a migrant who has settled here. Who could wear... They'll be kicked out of here within 15 months. Marta will be joining us. She's a Spanish one. And earlier on, I saw her drinking some of Julie Hartley Brewer's champagne, so she could be off her mind with the demon drink. We don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, that's happening in the next half an hour. Diversity Papers, of course, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Plus, we've got some news lies to go through as part of today's headline hijack. But at exactly 1:30, Toby's here on Talk Radio with the very latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Grenfell Tower survivors and victims' families have been joined by members of the emergency service and royalty for a national memorial service. 6 months after the fire, the 71 people who died have been remembered at St Paul's Cathedral in London. Theresa May is being warned she could face another Commons defeat unless she backs down over plans to write the Brexit date into law. A Tory rebellion last night means Parliament will now get a vote on the UK's final deal. But Liberal Democrat leader Sir Vince Cable now wants a vote on the date to go ahead, saying fixing it is pointless. But Brexiteer Tory MP John Redwood told Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio earlier that changing that is impossible.
Under the rules of Article 50 of the treaty, and under the rules of the letter Parliament sent to leave the EU, we will leave the EU on the 29th of March 2019. That's what the treaty says, that's what the letter says.
More 11-year-olds in England are now meeting the expected standard in reading, writing and maths. 61% of those who took this year's SATs managed it this year. That's up from 53% in 2016. The number of households in temporary accommodation in England has surged by 65% since 2010. The figure was at 79,000 at the end of September. Housing charity Shelter says it's nothing short of a tragedy. And Walt Disney has agreed a deal with 21st Century Fox to buy its entertainment businesses for almost £40 billion. It had seen Fox's film studio, its stake in Sky, and several other channels and services transferred between the two Hollywood giants. Now your weather, sunshine and wintry showers today, longer spells of rain in the west, highs of 8 Celsius.
Toby, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Mm. Toby, how's the leg, by the way? I forgot to ask you this, because you...
I mean,
it's
still attached.
Yes, because you took out a ligament.
Very bruised. I have a second grade ligament tear.
Do you?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
That doesn't sound that bad.
Not really.
You'd prefer it to be first grade, would you?
I'd like it to look to have come off.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I can see that from an entertainment point of view. It's
broken.
A little disappointing.
Mm.
Anyway, do keep us posted.
Okay.
I'm only saying that politely. We don't really care.
Yeah, let us know if you break it, then we'll be interested.
Yeah. Toby there with limbs askew and bringing us the news. Now, he'll be back in half an hour with today's headline hijack. Also here at 3:30 with today's bonus news, which is, of course, animal news. That's right, animal.
Is it again?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I only ever do animal news.
It's weird, isn't it? How you're off for the other two. Some might say that were deliberate.
Mm. Is it because I look so close to being part of the animal world? You feel that I can
quite a
deliver...
hairy man, aren't you, really?
I am, yeah.
Hirsute.
Yes. Mm. Some would say a bear.
Some would.
Some.
Animal news.
Yes. Mm. Now, that's all happening at around 3.30, but we've much more besides. I can't quite remember what, but I'll figure that out in a minute. It's Talk Radio. We'll do Headline Hijack next.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, to Headline Hijack then. Made up news stories. That's what we want. That is what we require. That is what we request, politely inviting you to send us a couple of sentences of nonsense. You could then hear your nonsense said as truth to the nation at 2 o'clock. That's the feature. That's how it works. A celebration of fake news, if you will. To confuse those not paying attention to this bit of the programme, which is more or less everybody, including the people that work on it. So let's find out what's been coming in. Cornelius, what have you got? Speak out loud.
Sorry, what's that?
What do you got there?
Oh, this one is from Malcolm, who says that pubs at closing time can no longer ask you to finish your drink and leave by law now.
Yes.
This happened last night after the Parliament Bar kicked out a number of MPs within 10 minutes after the final orders bell, causing the group of MPs to go into the chamber and pass this hastily written bill.
Right. It's been revealed that as part of the ongoing restorations to the Westminster Clock Tower, that a slide is going to be installed from the top of the tower right down to the ground. A bit like the one in the Olympic Park.
Yeah, the Orbit.
Orbit, yeah. Is that because it's sponsored by chewing gum?
No, it's just always been called that.
Okay. Well, it's going to be installed from the top of the clock tower, right from where the end of the bell. And it's going to go all the way down to the ground to allow Parliament staff to blow off some steam, which is fair enough. It's a difficult job. Parliament is also going to have a puppy sanctuary installed and free massages for anyone suffering from the anxiety, which is... But also, did you read in the paper today that Marmite could well be very good for preventing anxiety because of its vitamin B content?
I did not read that, no.
That is... Well, maybe Marta will be talking about it in the papers if she's sober enough to even see. But that's quite an interesting... That's quite interesting,
isn't it? I don't like Marmite, though, so it's not a great idea.
Well, anyway, that's what they're saying. So I'm just wondering whether MPs, as part of that slide going down the tower, maybe the slide should be greased with Marmite.
Marmite's quite a sticky substance, though. Mm.
But if you put it on a slide, would it act as a lube? Would it?
I don't think so. From memory, I haven't touched Marmite in ages.
Right. I suppose it is like sticky. You'd need oil.
Yeah, I think maybe a pool of Marmite at the end to land into.
So sort of oil like all the way down, then a pool slide of Marmite right at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay, fine. Thanks, Barry, for sending that. We got another one, Cornelius. Go on then, with your wonky eyes.
What? Why have you said that?
Well, because...
I don't have wonky eyes.
I mean... Many people have commented, by the way.
Ever so slightly lazy eye.
Many people have commented that on Monday night when you were a drunk man, due to the work Christmas party that there was,
yeah,
that your wonky eyes, when you were drunk, they go straight. They come back to the middle position and look straight forward like any other humans do. Whereas ordinarily, when sober, wonky. Have you got another one there?
Yeah, okay. I'm just offended by what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Snowflake.
Well, Charlotte said that David Attenborough will no longer narrate the Blue Planet or the Planet Earth franchise because he wants to pursue his rap career. A spokesperson has said that although he will miss narrating the wonders of the world, he feels rapping about the Earth or Sea is going to make him a more successful and recognised in the R&B scene. It is rumoured that his first collab will be in the new year with Stormzy.
Stormzy. He picked Stormzy because, you know, you get storms at sea.
Yeah.
Storm Sea, part of Blue Planet, isn't it?
Is it? I haven't seen it, really.
Well, anyway, there's news. You've got time to make some up yourself and hear it said as truth in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Here's the number to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And there we are. On the way, a diversity baby review from a Spanish migrant, a European migrant. Somebody, what did you say in my ear, Chloe? Oh, she said something in my ear then, I didn't hear what she said.
I think there's a racial slur about Spanish people. Was it?
Chloe's so racist. Anyway,
yeah, I know.
It's terrible, really. Should work on Julia's show. So the we've got a migrant, we've got a European migrant, a Spanish, coming in here, a drunk migrant, that's what Chloe said, because poor old Marta has been having a champagne
taste
test.
She's been on the sangrias.
With Julia Hartley Brewer, and when we arrived in the studio earlier, it smelt bad. And so let's see how this is going to go as a European migrant who's drunk too much champagne at lunchtime comes in to go through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review, and it's coming next.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
5 pots of tea, check. 12 boxes of biscuits, check. 2 kilos of Christmas pudding, check. 20 mince pies, check.
Be telly ready with your free copy of The Sun's 120-page Christmas TV mag. Don't miss out on any festive TV and movies with our 3 weeks' worth of complete Christmas and New Year listings. Pick up your copy this Saturday only with The Sun.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up, bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
What makes your Christmas? Is it an extra little something so no one's left out? Is it the cleaning essentials for a guest-ready house? Or is it stocking up on food boxes for any leftover sprouts? Whatever makes your Christmas, you'll find great prices across a range of last-minute essentials, from spare batteries to sticky tape, in-store at Wilco, and loads more you'll love at Wilco.com. Wilco, let's make Christmas.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, the M62 is crawling westbound between Junction 31 for Castleford and Junction 30 at Rothwell, where they're doing some emergency repair works. In Worcestershire, the M5 is down to 2 lanes northbound between Junction 5 at Droitwich and Junction 4A for the M42 after an accident. Delays in Essex on the M11 southbound between Junctions 9 and 8 between Saffron Walden and Bishop Stortford because of an accident which is blocking a lane. And the M4 in Berkshire is slow moving westbound between Junctions 12 and 13 towards Cheveley, heading in the roadworks. I'm Alan Joyce.
Mum, Dad, Uncle Albert, Auntie Jean, Barry, Gary, Nigel, Sam.
At the Co-op, 20 bottle packs of Kronenbourg are only £10. That's the Christmas party sorted. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op.
Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Plenty going on, by which I mean not really. It's coming up to Christmas, isn't it? And so the news is a bit... So we know about the Walt Disney takeover of 20th Century Fox, of course. We've just been hearing about that. We know that Theresa May has gone to Brussels with her... her little non-European tail between her legs, and her vote last night did not go the way she was planning. So she's going to explain that. We were talking to John Rentall there of The Independent about that just now. What do we know? The royal family. We know how they're going to spend Christmas with the American divorcee. Wallis Simpson is going to be going there with her boyfriend Harry to enjoy Christmas round at Liz's. So that's nice, isn't it? And that's going on. Proud of yourselves, say the Mail, with a picture of all the people who voted against the Brexit vote last night, as it were. So that's there's a lot going. It's all very complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it. No.
Well, we're here to help, of course, for the moment. With, Japanese poetry. That's how we explain the news. It's how we analyse current affairs. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Meghan to join Queen for Christmas. She'll make a great Freddie replacement.
Yeah. In haiku. So allow me to set the scene for you. Each and every day, we invite a different diversity into the studio round about this time to go through the newspapers for us. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It's a celebration of multiculturalism and welcoming people to these shores. That's what we do. We do it because there's a sad lack of diversity in the media and elsewhere. And we like to do our bit to change that, as regular listeners will know. Hence, a different diversity each and every day, ticking a box. Marked box ticking. And today we welcome in a European migrant, which seems fitting after last night's parliamentary Brexit vote. The one slight hiccup, there's been more than one hiccup, because the migrant in question is Marta. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
And she's a little bit tipsy. And
I am not.
Yep. The reason for that is because she works on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme, but today it was more like Julia Hartley Brewery, because they did a champagne test and Marta had too much of it.
Perhaps.
There we go. Anyway, welcome, Marta. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Patatas bravas.
And patatas bravas to
patatas
you too.
Patatas bravas. So, in the newspapers then.
The Tory rebels.
The Tory rebels are on the front of a lot of the papers today.
Yeah. Hmm. And I'm just looking at the Mail now, Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And they're on the front page, and there's a little picture of each and every one of them.
Yes.
That kind of reminds me to, do you know these Wild West films with Clint Eastwood and stuff?
I'm aware of them, Marta, certainly.
So
a lot of them filmed in your home country, of course, in Spain, a lot of them.
Yes, in southern Spain, in the desert. So, you know when you had those little posters of fugitives that you would be like, wanted?
Yes.
for treason or whatever it was.
Yes.
It reminds me of that, and I don't know if it's fair.
I think they've done it deliberately. What they've done is they've cleverly picked, because these are the Rebel MPs that they've, not the Rebel MC, that was from the 80s, something different.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm too young for this.
I know you don't. Anyway, right, so Dominic Grieve, Anna Soubry, Ken Clark, Nicky Morgan, Antoinette Sambach, Stephen Hammond, Heidi Allen, Bob Neal, Sarah Wollaston, Jonathan Jangley, and it's Great Christmas to him. And Oliver Heald. Yeah. Anyway, so they are some of the people you've heard of, and some of that's the first time for me. But they are, and they've got the Mail have gone, proud of yourselves?
Yeah. Proud of yourselves. It's a bit too harsh, isn't
it? But as we're saying, only last year did the Mail get angry because MPs were following the party line, and it called them cowards for not following their conscience and not speaking out against the party and the whips or anything else. The Mail had a right go at them. And now, Jack Boots on the other foot, isn't it?
I think we can never make the Daily Mail happy. They'll just never be happy, no matter what we do.
Yeah.
I think that even if we left the European Union without a deal and we just, like, you know, I don't know, like cut ties with Europe altogether, they would never be happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these people have done, these MPs, they just voted in favour of Parliament having a say.
That's funny, that, isn't it? Because I think that's
deal.
Called sovereignty. And I feel, I'm quite old-fashioned, but I think that's kind of enshrined in Parliament.
Yeah!
I think that's how sovereignty actually works, isn't it?
Isn't that one of the key things of democracy?
It sort of is, yeah, weirdly. Yeah, because Parliament, in legal terms, is what? It's the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and the sovereign.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Lady so, sovereign.
Yeah, in this case, yes. But it used to be the king, of course. That was the original. But sovereignty is built into that. So it's very much the will of the people, isn't it? Because they're representatives of the people in terms of MPs. So
absolutely.
All they've done, and the government, you know, we're trying to railroad it through a little bit and go, no, we can just change the laws. We don't need to put it to a vote. And they've gone, no, wait a minute. We think that vote needs to be enshrined in the document.
Exactly.
And that's kind of, so they've gone, proud of yourselves? And they're probably going, well, yes. I mean, we've just got parliamentary sovereignty. But as John Rentel was saying to us from The Independent, he said it's not that big a deal eventually down the line. It's just a little sop to Theresa go, look, we are here and we can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know why they've made such a thing out of this. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what was the alternative? Theresa May to negotiate a deal and the Parliament and indeed Britain not having a say over it?
Yeah.
Having another referendum on the Brexit bill? Like, it's that's not what Brexiteers want. They don't want another referendum. So this seems to me like the right way to go.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well,
but what do I know?
A lot of people say it. Nigel Farage is steaming angry today about the whole thing, isn't he?
Is he still around?
Yeah. He's around, Nigel Farage, isn't he? Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe. Rumour. So, what else have you got in the papers?
Oh, I've got The Sun. We love The Sun.
Yeah.
I love The Sun. Page number 3. Burst like year.
Burst.
What?
Burst.
B-U-double-Z.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Well, you're drunk and Spanish.
No, I'm mainly Spanish.
Okay.
So that's why I can't speak English properly. Oh. But Buzz, like, yeah, basically, page 3 of The Sun.
Yes.
There's a
Is
story.
Is it a topless Buzz Lightyear?
No, it's not topless.
Oh, but there's still a...
There's a bra there somewhere. Basically, a mom yesterday owned up to being a mystery Netflix subscriber who has watched Kiddie's film, B-Movie, 357 times in a year.
Well, hang on, she's a mother, right?
Yes.
Well, then yes.
Then there's a child
that's
been watching the film. I don't think this should be on the news. Because honestly, when I was a child, the amount of times I watched Home Alone, you know the Christmas film, Home Alone?
I've never seen it.
What?
Mind blown. I've said this last week, I've never seen Home Alone.
What is wrong with you?
Until last weekend, I haven't seen Elf.
What is wrong with you, John Holmes?
I know.
You've got children. You should have seen all this film.
I sat down on Sunday on my own with my two children and I watched Elf with them.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was great.
Good.
Yeah. It is.
But I'd never seen it. It's
really good. Did your kids like it?
They did like it very much so.
In fact,
it was Maisie's choice, if I'm honest with you. But they loved it. Yeah, they went for it. And I liked it as well. But I've never seen Home Alone.
Well, I think you should. I used to have the VHS tape.
Yeah.
For the millennials listening to us, VHS was what Netflix used to be in the past. Sort of kind of tape.
You used to keep Netflix on your shelf.
Exactly. It's a previous version of Netflix.
That's right.
But yeah, I used to, when I was a child, I used to want to watch films all the time, the same film all over again. But that's what kids do.
This is off the back of that Netflix tweet, isn't it? You know, they tweeted last week about, they said, because they've got data, so they've gone, okay, yes, to those of you who've watched, was it called A Christmas Prince?
Yeah.
Which got reviewed, we reviewed it last week, it's one of the worst films ever. And then a couple of days later, they tweeted saying, to those people who've watched A Christmas Prince, I don't know, however many times it was, which is like over and over again,
yeah,
who hurt you? and they came under fire for it because it's using data, but they defended it and gone, well, look, come on.
It's supposed to be anonymous data anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was anonymous. They just said, to those of you who've done it, but this is obviously off the back of that story where people are
watching. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I think we should let children watch the films they like as many times as they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in
As a parent, I would have to put my foot down somewhere. I mean, Elf's very good, but I don't want to watch it 300 times.
But you don't really have to, do you?
No, true. You can be wandering in and out. That's a fair point.
Exactly. You don't have to sit down.
I've seen Frozen a lot, I think, probably.
I've never seen Frozen.
But the only... You've never seen Frozen?
Nope.
Well, you see, that's because you probably haven't got children.
No, I don't have children.
There we go.
Last time I checked, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it because Frozen's kind of there. It was there in the background, you know, a year or two ago.
Mm.
On. The only time I've ever seen it when I took them to a sing-along of Frozen at a theatre.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I sat and watched the whole thing.
What did you think of it?
Well, I'd seen lots of the set pieces, and so I knew what was going on. But the bit that I always laugh at out loud is at home. Is fine at home, but it turns out not so much in a crowded theatre on a sold out performance where a dad, that's me, loudly laughs when one of them, Anna, probably, I think, can't remember, says to
another,
I can't
one,
remember his name, not Olaf, he's a snowman. Anyway, one of the princey man, at what, and she says to him, please take me up the North Mountain. And
oh, I go, no!
And I go, like that, you know. I just find that always find that line funny.
That's because you're an adult.
Yeah.
But
I'm a childish adult, and that's the point.
Oh, very childish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what else have you got, Marta? Something about Marmite, was there?
No.
Something about...
I've not heard anything about Marmite. I've got something about air pollution.
Chloe told me you were going to talk about Marmite. She lied to me.
Oh, well, I didn't have that paper. But I can talk in the Daily Mail, apparently.
Yeah.
Shall we just flick through the Daily Mail?
Oh, this is going so well.
It's going really
well.
Oh, look, some puppies. I love puppies. Some turkey as well.
Somebody's... are you having a puppy for Christmas? All the trimmings?
No. Oh, there we go. Page 19 of Daily Mail.
Yes.
Can I just read it out?
Yes.
Love it or hate it?
Yeah.
Marmite could help fight anxiety.
Yes.
Really?
Vitamin B, you see.
Oh, there you go.
Vitamin B, is it serotonin or something it produces? Whatever it is.
That's a happy hormone, isn't it? That's what makes you happy.
I don't know who's been saying this, serotonin or anyone called Sarah.
Yep.
Apparently Victoria Allen, science correspondent
of
Daily Mail.
Oh, it's got Victoria Allen in.
Yeah, that's good
for anxiety.
Yeah.
Exactly. So does this mean that snowflakes nowadays, when they go to safe space, they're just going to get a jar of Marmite and start eating out of it?
Smear themselves in it, yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, again, though, marketing aside, I am ambivalent about Marmite.
You know, I've never had Marmite before.
We find a lot of firsts today, aren't we? So why don't you eat a jar of Marmite watching Frozen?
Ugh. I mean, I could try.
Yeah. I don't love it nor hate it. I just ambivalent. I'm all right.
I did have once Marmite flavored rice cake. I did not like it.
Right. Well, there you go.
That's two horrible things rolled into one, isn't it?
Because rice
cakes are terrible.
It's like poison and death. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. No.
Death flavoured rice cake.
I didn't enjoy it.
I wasn't anxious afterwards because it killed me.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, that's the... I mean, I said we went to more trouble looking up the story about Marmite than actually talking about it in the end.
It was worth it wasn't it?
That's the that's timings for you. Martha, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Do you want to go and have a lie down now?
No.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Martha there with the diversity paper review. Remind us of your diversity.
European migrant.
Yes. On the way on this programme, find out what the royal family are doing for their Christmas. I think we're all excited about what they might be doing, aren't we? Royal Family Christmas traditions on the way. It's not all that's on the way. Because also on the way is work experience punditry. Today, Katie is in and Katie is going through geeky, gadgety stuff and reviewing it for us. As we've told her, reviewing stuff on the radio is a leg up into the industry when you're a work experience. The truth of the matter is that we just get her in here because it doesn't cost us anything because she's a work experience. That's why. The big debate's at three. And there's a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, brackets news edition, before the show is done. Headline hijack, though. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. To confuse those, not paying attention to this bit of the programme particularly. Cornelius has today's headline hijacker details upon him. Who is it?
It's Nigel.
Where is Nigel, he or she, from?
Thanet.
Nigel in Thanet. Is today's hijacker. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
These people give their right arms to have a turkey like that.
Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas.
We'll get you talking.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win a million.
A million pounds?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6. Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. At exactly 2 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Coming up, Grenfell victims remembered. No regrets for Rebel Tory. And Brucey remembered.
Talk Radio.
The royal family has joined the Prime Minister and the community affected by the Grenfell Tower disaster in a service of memorial at St Paul's Cathedral. Talk Radio's Lisa O'Sullivan was there.
Survivors, bereaved families and first responders took centre stage for the service but were joined by Prince William, wife Kate and Prince Harry. Emma O'Connor escaped from the 20th floor.
It was all about them today, not about politicians. It was good being in close proximity to the royal family as well, because they actually turned up.
A steel band played and children's choirs sang.
It was different, it was diverse, beautiful.
53 adults and 18 children were killed in the June 14th catastrophe.
Elsewhere this afternoon, one of the Tory rebels who inflicted an embarrassing defeat on Theresa May over the government's Brexit legislation has told Talk Radio he takes no pleasure in what happened. An amendment calling for a meaningful vote for MPs over the final deal was approved by a majority of just 4 votes last night. The Prime Minister sacked Stephen Hammond for his role as Tory vice chairman.
certainly a number of my colleagues have talked a lot about the sovereignty of the UK Parliament. Surely that's all that last night did, and that is all that last night did. It brought sovereignty back to the UK Parliament, and that's what happened last night. No stopping Brexit, no interfering with the Prime Minister.
The leader of far-right group Britain First has been arrested. Paul Golding is being held by police in Belfast, who are investigating speeches made at a rally in the city in August. The 35-year-old has been leader of the group since 2014. It came following an appearance in court of Deputy Leader Jayda Franson, who's accused of behaviour intended or likely to stir up hatred. The biggest shake-up in Hollywood in decades has been confirmed. Disney is buying up 21st Century Fox's entertainment businesses for almost £40 billion. Sky's business presenter Ian King says it's a case of older media fighting back against the internet giants.
Disney has decided it needs to bulk up on content of its own to take on the likes of Netflix and Amazon Prime, offering its own streaming services, and that is going to be part of this.
And there's to be a special programme marking what would have been Sir Bruce Forsyth's 90th birthday. The BBC says the hour-long show will have music, dance, entertainment and comedy at its heart. It'll be filmed at the London Palladium on February the 21st, then shown on TV at a later date.
It'll be nice to see that. Nice.
Yes, yes. I did wonder whether you were going to get involved, and now I've just realised that there's no chance.
Anyway, thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
For bringing us the news.
Yes.
You'll be back, of course, with bonus news today around 3:30. It's going to be the best of the animal kingdom.
Yes.
Animal news today. And also with us for today's silly season stories as well. You'll be busy today, aren't you?
Yes. Well, Silly Gillis is one of my favourite things to be a part of.
Yeah, it's where...
Mainly because I don't really have to be here for it.
No, that's true. It is you just doing some headlines, and then we have to do the rest of the work.
Yes.
But it's where we take the silly stories of the day from the newspapers, Toby tells us the headlines, and Cornelius and I have to try and figure out what the stories are from the headline. You can play along at home if you like as well. I mean, it's no fun, but why not? So, that's happened. Now some weather. Now some weather with Toby.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It is. Sunshine and wintry showers today. Longer spells of rain in the west. Highs of 8 degrees Celsius.
And now here's Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. A 39-year hoodoo could be over for England's cricketers if they can take their performance on day one all the way through the third Ashes test. The tourists haven't won at the Wacker since 1978, but just when they were under pressure, David Milan made his first test century in front of his parents who'd flown down under for the match.
When I got the 100, I was just so emotional, almost started crying, to be honest, when it happened. So to do it in front of them, you know, the man of sacrifices my old man and mother have made, it's nice to do it in front of them to sort of repay them with all the time they've given me.
England will resume on day two, 305 for four. Everton boss Sam Allardyce has told Talk Sport he'll talk through the January transfer window with the club's hierarchy over the next few days. He says there are one or two targets next month and that one or two of his current players may consider their futures lie elsewhere. And tennis's former world number one Leighton Hewitt is coming out of retirement to play doubles at the Australian Open Tennis in January. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, there's been a spate of Christmas carolers forcing their way into houses and robbing people after having front doors open to them. The police have advised people to stay wary and suggested they wait until the end of the carol to see if they knew all the words, and if so, only then to open the door.
Thank you very much, Toby, there. Good advice for this Yuletide. And thank you, Alex Dibble, with the pre-recorded sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Just getting some breaking news for you this afternoon. Brexit is cancelled. A statement from Brexit says it's called off the dates for leaving the EU, citing family reasons. Brexit has said it was very sorry and has asked the media and public to respect its privacy due to what Brexit is saying. Unforeseen circumstances surrounding family, that's what the statement says, and that the decision to cancel leaving the EU hadn't been taken lightly. Brexiteers can get full refund. Still to come on the programme. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. There's a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, a video game pretty much adapted for the radio. Between 3.30 and 4, if you'd like a go on it, here's a number, 0344 499 1000. You can also get in touch with us via text 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio Thursday afternoon. She keeps him away, Chandler, in a pretty cabinet. Every cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Even guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm happy to know that Meghan Markle is to spend Christmas with the royal family. I haven't been able to sleep through wondering what she'd be up to on the big day, but now we know for a fact she will be with Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II. They will be at Sandringham, as is traditional, of course. Meghan will be going to church, as per that tradition, joining in with the traditional day family rows over lunch. And then in the afternoon, she'll fall asleep in front of her mother-in-law-to-be's speech. But in truth, just what is Christmas with the royals like? It is traditional, of course. They do many things and have done since, I think, the Queen's childhood, I was reading earlier today. But someone who will know is Richard Fitzwilliams. He's a royal commentator. He's been on the show before. He's very welcome back. Hello, Richard.
Hello, what blasphemy, an argument, Christmas lunch, I can't believe it, and falling asleep in front of the Queen's speech, heresy indeed.
Do you think the Queen watches her own Queen's speech, Richard, and makes the family sit round to have a look at it?
Well, it is reliably reported that she does watch, but she watches alone. It's been pre-recorded, of course, and the rest of the family naturally watch it. I mean, there's no question that this is done with a great deal of skill. Our Christmas habits have changed. In 1987, 28 million people watched the royal speech, and mostly, or in large numbers, as families at that appropriate time, three. But now, of course, and this is the figure that we simply haven't got, the message is disseminated, sometimes in previews, sometimes on Facebook and every social media outlet that you could think of, not to mention the headlines and various news bulletins everywhere. And as a result, I should think it reaches probably well in excess of the 28 million. The point is to get the essence across, and of course it's in the Queen's own words, and she dwells on a festive theme, but particularly with a religious message and accenting, as it were, the positive aspects of the year.
And how long does it take? You're absolutely right. It's famously in her own words. So does she sit down at when do you think she sits down, or, well, you probably know, to start writing that speech or working on it?
Oh, well, that's much earlier in the year because, of course, it depends on how it's composed. I mean, in 1932, of course, this was the brilliant idea of Lord Reith, innovating the BBC World Service, George V, that famous desk at Sandringham, and a speech that undoubtedly was an important one, and subsequently, as we all know, especially through the film The King's Speech, the problems George VI had. It's in the months beforehand that this is planned, and also, I mean, it's quite interesting. I've picked up the tidbit that the Queen apparently writes some of her Christmas cards during the summer break. So the whole year is paced with a great deal of panache. But what you find at Christmas time is that there are these traditions which are being somewhat altered when it comes to Meghan, because she is the first member to be of the royal family that will have attended the Sandringham festivity when they were engaged. Kate Middleton and Mike Tyndall did not. So there's no question it's a special message of how welcome she is. And also, of course, we know her family in the United States. But it's also important to notice the other changes that's been happening that we've noticed since William and Kate married. They've, as it were, either alternated Christmases with the Middletons and at Sandringham, or spent part of the Christmas with the Queen and part of it with the in-laws, as it were, to make the Middletons feel welcome. And also, it's been important for family cohesion. So, although the actual the days are very much set in stone, what happens on a particular day, how the members of the family arrive, the opening of the presents and so forth, the black tie dinner the night before, all of this. That is, Master of the Household actually gives you, I gather, a list of what is to happen, and that is pretty
well... Christmas itinerary, in the sense.
It is, most certainly,
it
yes.
It must be quite odd for someone like Meghan, right, and indeed Kate, as you rightly mentioned, you know, because you know that sort of age-old conversation in households up and down the land of where's Christmas happening this year, and married couples everywhere going, oh, in-laws, not mine, yours, all that stuff happens, doesn't it, up and down the land, and it must be quite odd going, right, so we do Christmas, I don't know, at Sandringham with all of that pomp and circumstance, or just go and sit in the Middleton's house. It'd be a very different kind of Christmas.
Well, of course, the interesting aspect of it is that this is the report, that Harry and Meghan will actually be staying at Anmore Hall, which is so close to Sandringham, with William and Kate, and that would be an absolutely ideal solution to the fact that, it's pretty crowded. There's absolutely no doubt that the various routines this Christmas will be scrutinised on Christmas Day. There is there'll be international interest in this. Meghan will walk with other members of the royal family to church at St. Mary Magdalene. This was where Charlotte recently was christened. This is where Diana was christened. The Queen usually goes by car. Traditionally, she's accompanied by Sophie Wessex.
Yeah.
But after that, there is the Christmas lunch, which is supposed to take, this is Turkey, usually, it's supposed to take some 50 minutes, according to reports. The menu's in French, and
The menu's in French?
Apparently so, according, again, to what I read, and there is
German.
Traditional tea. The German tradition is very, very significant, because, of course, the Christmas is... And the nation's attitude to Christmas, the way we celebrate with the Christmas tree and the Christmas decorations, it was Prince Albert in 1841 who began this. It's the Illustrated London News in 1848.
Yeah.
It had a picture of the royal family round our decorated Christmas tree that influenced the nation.
That's right, yeah.
And what we have is, on Christmas Eve, the children will add the final touches to the 20-foot Norfolk spruce tree. They probably won't be touching Queen Victoria's glass angels, which are reportedly the highlight of the best decorations they have. Prince Philip's supposed to put the star on the top of the tree, and the dinner the night before, black tie, tiaras, very, very formal. It's really interesting on Christmas evening, on the day itself, that they sit down to a buffet, and that is also a formal occasion, but equally, afterwards, reports have it that the royals play charades or blind man's buff. To some extent, a lot of this are reports in papers and so forth, but there's absolutely no question of one thing, and that is, what present do you bring? What will Meghan think of when she decides to think up presents for members of the royal family? And the whole essence there, Diana got it wrong, because Diana wasn't, as in so many cases, advised beforehand as to what to do, and she bought expensive presents, which you absolutely don't do. The fact that years ago Princess Anne gave Prince Charles a white leather lavatory seat and that he's taken it everywhere subsequently on his travels is part of royal law. And Prince Harry is supposed to have given the Queen an extremely colourful cap with a remark about life and what it isn't. And also, according to reports some years ago, Kate gave Harry a grow-your-own girlfriend.
Well, that worked.
And it worked. Yeah.
Richard, listen, thank you very much indeed. Richard Fitzwilliams there, royal commentator, knows it, knows his stuff there. I quite like the sound of grabbing hold of Queen Victoria's glass angels on Christmas Eve. I don't know about you, Cornelius.
No, you're not allowed to,
what a
John.
Tradition. Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
And also, as he said there, on Christmas night, they sit down to a buffet, which I rather thought was the very opposite of a buffet. I thought you'd go up to a buffet and then go away again. But no.
they pull up a chair
to the
table. To the buffet table.
But here's the thing. They're in a buffet, right? And I don't know Meghan's relatives, right? But you don't allow fat Americans near a buffet, do you? That's a terrible mistake. I don't know. Everyone knows that. That's cruise ship rule number one. Anyway, we don't know that her relatives are fat. I'm just, you know, generalising correctly. Right, so there we go. That's what the royal family are doing for Christmas. How exciting. We've got some Christmas royal facts for you, because that was full of it. But there's a lot more besides, and it's getting to that wonderful time of the year when we all want to know what the royals do at Christmas. Christmas royal facts coming up on Talk Radio in the afternoons, along with an explanation of how January is going to work around here.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
I don't know, it's kind of lacking in a Christmas theme.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Ho, ho, ho!
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Takes the Test by Michael Bond. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, the M62 is crawling westbound between Junction 31 for Castleford and Junction 30 at Rothwell because of ongoing emergency repair works. Delays on the M6 in the West Midlands heading north between Junction 5 for Castle Bromwich and 7 at Great Barr because of a breakdown in the inside lane. In Worcestershire, two lanes are closed on the northbound M5 between Junction 5 for Droitwich and 4A for the M42 after an accident. And in Essex, the M11 is queuing southbound between Junctions 9 and 8 towards Stansted Airport after an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores, check for opening hours.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. So Christmas is on the way. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. That's a tradition, isn't it? That was a tradition back in the Victorian era. But what is a tradition now for the royals? We've heard a lot about the royal family and Christmas because it's the first time the American divorcee Wallis Simpson will be spending time with them. Of course, she's going to marry Harry. Marry Harry. We're talking to Richard Fitzwilliam there, the royal correspondent, royal commentator, about some of those traditions. But we've been doing our research. The papers are full of this stuff today. What do the royals do at Christmas? Cornelius, you've been looking into it. What do the royals do at Christmas?
Did you know this? We spoke about the Queen's speech earlier.
Yeah.
Did you know that during the Queen's speech, I'm surprised Richard didn't bring this up earlier, it's become tradition now for Philip to dress up as the Queen and lip sync along with it next to the telly. And he does spend most of December rehearsing that.
Absolutely
true. It's
quite
a spectacle, apparently.
Line for line. This year, for the first time, though, they are turning it into a proper lip sync battle.
Oh, are they?
Yep, each member of the family, the main ones anyway, Harry, William, Meghan's going to have a go apparently, and Kate. There's going to be a lip sync battle. So they, at 3 o'clock, they sit down, put the speech on, and then just all try and lip sync battle it away, and the footmen are made to judge who is best at lip syncing the Queen's speech. And apparently it's going to be filmed this year and shown on BBC One on New Year's Eve.
Really? That'll be good.
Royal Christmas Queen Speech Lip Sync Battle, BBC One, New Year's Eve. That's excellent, isn't it? I can't wait for that. We talked about traditions as well, though, and he mentioned, didn't he, Prince Albert there, who started the tradition of the tree. And he's right, Prince Albert originally brought the Christmas tree tradition over to England. It was a German tradition. And he is honoured for this in the royal household in Sandringham every year as the royal Christmas tree, instead of a star or an angel on top, just has a metal piercing through the end of it. That's a tradition, isn't it?
I don't get that one.
Right.
What about this one?
Yes.
Well, we should say what they eat on Christmas Day.
Yes.
As the actual meat joint. They have a gadduchen, but it's slightly roiled up.
Yeah.
Same each year. It's chicken.
Yes.
In a duck.
Yes.
In a goose.
Yes.
In one of the queen's swans.
Yes.
In a corgi and an antelope.
Right. You might have got the order there, right? I think a corgi's smaller than a swan, isn't it? Might be the other way around.
Maybe.
Yeah. Actually, they're changing it up this year. I was just reading about this earlier. And they are going to change it up. They're going to go... They're going to eat... You know the old woman who swallowed a fly?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's they're following that tradition this year.
Okay.
So it's not a gadduchen. It's a woman who swallowed a fly. And then to catch the fly, of course, the old woman... swallowed a bird. How absurd. She swallowed a bird. And then, of course, she swallowed a cat. And then, to catch the cat, she swallowed a dog. Could have been a horse next. I can't remember. Although, that's weird. I've always thought this is weird about this rhyme, okay? So, you know the old woman, she swallowed a fly. I don't know why. Perhaps she'll die.
Yeah.
She swallowed a bird.
Yeah.
Makes sense. A bird would eat a fly. Right? Then she swallowed a cat. Yep. Cat would go after a bird. Swallowed a dog. Dog, natural predator of a cat. Horse. Where do you get that from? Since when does a horse chase a dog? Since when does a horse
I'll tell you when a horse chases a dog. At a fox hunt.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, you're right. What's after the horse in the rhyme? Is it a cat?
A Frenchman.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that's what they're having this year. A dead Frenchman, an old woman who's eating a horse, who's eating a dog, who's eating a cat, who's eating a bird, who's eating a fly... And the old woman in question is the Queen anyway, so that's just traditional stuff. On Boxing Day, the royal family, and this is a beautiful thing, invite members of the poor round to dine with the royal family for their Boxing Day leftover meal. That's
symbolic. That
seriously symbolic. It's lovely. It's at lunchtime, obviously, and then in the afternoon, this is they release the poor into the gardens of Sandringham, and then shoot at them from the balcony. Paul, sort of a Boxing Day hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
But of the poor,
of the poor. Poor,
yeah. Anything else?
One more quickly. Yeah. I'll talk about the crackers on the royal table, John.
Yeah.
Which we know are from Harrods.
Yes.
Except for one of them, which isn't from anywhere because it's especially made.
Yeah.
Because it has to fit the royal crown in for the Queen because she can't wear the paper crown.
No, that would be a breach of protocol. Yeah,
yes. Each year, apparently, Charles tries to steal the Queen's cracker.
Right, does he?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. So, if you'd like to get involved with that, what do the royals do at Christmas? We will take your facts about that, please. Anything you've heard that's traditional, you can get in touch 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then, of course, they all do Dry January, don't they? The royal family famously do Dry January. Yeah! Yeah, they do that Dry January, don't they? Queen, she likes eggnog, doesn't she? At Christmas,
does she?
Yeah, and after that, they all of them sit around just they don't wash.
No,
for the entire month
remain dry.
They just remain very very dry for Dry January. We talked about Dry January actually.
Yeah,
about this, didn't we? So, because you know you're borderline alcoholic.
No,
you're right, you're over the board.
No.
So I think
stop what you're saying.
I think it's good for you. I think it's good for you to do Dry January.
Yes. Well, we've been discussing this off air, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've been talking about it. It's tough because I tried last year, I think, and I lasted a week.
Yeah.
Did you do it last year? I don't think you did.
No, I decided it was a lost cause and there was no point.
No. But it's something that I really want to do this year.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
I've just basically done Dry November.
You have. You did a pre-tox.
Yeah. So I think I can do Dry January as a detox as well. I'll do it if you do.
Well, what we've decided is that it's a very difficult thing to do for some people.
Yeah.
And the best way that possibly we could do this is if we make a team. Because I reckon if we're all in this together, not everyone, you don't have to, but if you're in it together with a team, you're less likely to break it because you don't want to let the rest of your team down.
Right.
Because, you know, if like...
If only people brought that work ethic.
Yeah. So what we've decided is that me and you, John, are going to do Dry January.
Yes.
We're going to come up with a team. Ginger producer Dave is in.
Is he going to do it as well? Is he?
He's saying he's in.
Right.
And we'd like to invite you, the listener, as well, to join our team. And what we're going to do is, if you, it's easy to join, just let us know you're doing it. We need a team name that can make a good hashtag.
Yeah.
So it has to be quite a unique hashtag, but also relevant, I reckon. So that's what we need. So if you want to do Dry January with us, let us know. We're going to get some help along the way, aren't we?
Some advice.
Yeah, some
proper advice.
Advice from
people who know what
we're going to hear all your stories about it. Aww. We're just going to really commit to it. Because basically, if we, you know, make content out of it, that'll make
some way towards filling the programme.
Yeah, and it'll make us continue
to
do it.
But that's a good reason to do it. You're absolutely right. We needed an excuse. So that's the kind of, right, if we just lay it out there and go, well, we're going to do it, you're exactly right. Then people can do it. Everyone can join in. Join in the team.
Exactly, and a couple more things. Yeah. If you join our team, we'll get you a certificate.
Will we?
We'll do our own dry team John Holmes Dry January certificate.
Right.
And if enough people join,
yeah,
we'll do a presentation ceremony.
Will we?
Yeah.
It's the first I've heard of any of this, but okay, fine.
Well, I just thought February the 1st.
Yeah.
In a pub somewhere.
Great. Who knows how far through January we'll get?
Yes.
So, let's all
so let us know
let's
if
all
you
do
join
that together.
In. We need a team name as well.
All right, you can text those in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we will be talking to Katie. Is it Katie today?
Katie.
Great.
Yeah.
Work experience, punditry is. Oh, she's in there, I can see her now. She's very. I couldn't see her through the glass, but there she is. We're going to do geeky, gadgety stuff for Christmas. The news is on the way, though, with Toby at just after 2:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Talk Radio has been told a Grenfell Tower memorial service at London's St Paul's Cathedral was different, diverse and beautiful. Survivors and victims' families were joined by members of the emergency services and royalty to commemorate the 71 people who died. Former Grenfell resident Emma O'Connor, who escaped from the 20th floor that night, told us the service was perfect.
It was definitely emotional, especially for the young children involved and all the adults that have lost relatives. It was all about them today, not about politicians. It was good to see that being in close proximity to the royal family as well.
A Tory Brexit rebel has told Talk Radio he did not enjoy defying the government last night and insists he has no intention of blocking Brexit. An amendment calling for a meaningful vote for MPs over the final withdrawal deal was approved by a majority of just 4 votes last night. The Prime Minister sacked Stephen Hammond from his role as Tory Vice Chairman.
Of course, I have regrets. I've never voted, unlike a number of people in my party, I've never voted against my party before in 12 years of being in Parliament. I'm a classic party loyalist. It gives me no pleasure to have done what happened last night.
Twitter is under fire from a top government minister for what's described as a completely inadequate response to a parliamentary investigation into fake news and allegations of Russian interference in British politics. Chair of the Commons Digital, Culture, Media and Sport Committee, Damian Collins, says it's odd they've received more information from academics than the social media site. Twitter has responded to say only one account has been identified as having Russian links, which is also paid to promote EU referendum ads. And the leader of far-right group Britain First has been arrested in Belfast over a rally in August. Paul Golding is being questioned by police in the city. Now your weather, sunshine and wintry showers today. Longer spells of rain in the west, highs of 8 degrees Celsius.
Toby, thank you very much indeed. There's Toby with the news.
Will you sing that in future?
If you'd like me to,
give me a singing intro, maybe.
Maybe a sort of... We could wassail.
You could what?
Wassail.
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 Wassail. What?
the time-honoured festive tradition of wassailing.
Not something I know.
Wassailing.
Is there a national day for that?
Probably. It's singing, isn't it? Is it German? You go around and you it's like carolling, but the old tradition is called wassailing. You go around and you sing outside people's houses until they give you things to make you go away.
Well, every day is a school day. I mean, any time I sing, people give me things to go away. Yeah. So it seems I do
but
that
I
on
could,
a regular
I could,
basis.
I could wassail you into,
yes.
into the news.
But then will I go away? Oh, no, then will you go away?
God
only
re-
if I pay you.
God rest ye, Toby Gillis. Nothing.
Gillis, man.
Gillis. We were pronouncing your name Gillet all last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that a few times. Gillits.
Yeah.
Giles. Gillis.
Gilo.
Anyway.
Not Gilo.
It does rhyme almost with silly.
I mean, it rhymes more with Guinness.
Yeah.
Than silly.
But let's say it rhymes with silly, because that helps our feature in around 40 minutes time.
Yeah, because Guinness sounds just like a drunken night out. Whereas...
But later, Toby will be here not only with bonus news, but also with today's silly
Guinness.
Silly stories, where we have to guess the story from the silly headline from today's newspapers. You can play along at home as well. That's on the way. Much more besides syphilis. That kind of rhymes with it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so... work experience punditry next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get
you're talking.
I mean, I've worked in radio for quite a long time, and I've seen some shameless ways of currying favour, Katie.
I'm sorry.
But that's excellent work. Well done there.
Thank you very much.
Katie just brought us Christmas gift. Just came, strolled in, bold as you like, work experience, here we are, bang, there you go, everyone, chocolates.
Importantly, before we did this as well, yeah. Rather than us.
But already, just... notice who's opened them and gone in. Cornelius, straight
you
in there.
You bought it on a day that I'm particularly hungry as
You're
well,
welcome.
So...
I knew it.
Well, excellent
Katie,
work.
Out of all of the work experience, I don't think any of the others have done it, Katie. So I'm just
don't
gonna,
say that.
I'm just going to say... I'm just gonna
Tomorrow,
put,
you're going
I'm just
going
to put that out there and say you've gone to the top of the league.
Thank
you've
you
gone to the top of, should a job ever crop up, it's yours. That's what you've. That's what's happened.
I'm going to record that clip.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it won't. But if it does, then you
Thank
can have
you.
It. Depending on what they bring tomorrow. Anyway, Katie's here, of course, and she has been reviewing stuff for us. She's our work experience, and we've told her it's a leg up into the industry, and now it could well be. Yeah. Films, TV, music, that sort of thing. That's what we look at on a daily basis, giving it a little roundup for you. On a Thursday, it's all the geeky, gadgety crap. Tech stuff, Katie. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So have you gone Christmassy with it at all, or is it just generic today?
We're ending with a bit of Christmas.
Good. I thought that's probably
Christmas,
what you do.
So,
yeah. All right. Okay, big week in the world of tech, is it?
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. I don't know if you've seen about this whole net neutrality stuff.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of.
I'm aware of it.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
So they're voting on it in the US today. And it's all about Obama brought in some policies saying that the internet service providers should not be able to interfere in the information of consumers. So they shouldn't be able to, like, look into it or change it and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they're voting on potentially changing that today, which would allow them potentially to, like, charge you for using things like Twitter and social media. And if it changes in the US, it's quite likely it'll be looked at over here because it's in EU law. So we're going to be changing it.
Of course.
So... it may have some effect.
It's hugely controversial, isn't it? You're
yeah.
right. And it's one of those things that will change the game if it goes through.
Yeah.
And that's why the big companies are very anti this.
Yeah. It's a confusing one because obviously the service providers want to be able to, because then they can charge certain websites for having, like, faster speed or things
yeah.
like that, and they get a lot of control from it. But especially people like YouTubers and things on Twitter, yesterday it's probably the most political I've ever seen them because this really affects them. So they're like, we've got to stop this. So it's interesting how it's involving that kind of online community in something like this.
Which is a powerful community
yeah,
at the end of the day.
For
that,
sure.
You know, that millennial group
yeah.
were what did well for Corbyn.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
the kids are interested in politics now, and it, especially when it affects them directly,
yeah.
as you rightly say this will. I mean, I can't buy anyone that for Christmas,
yeah,
so that's
true.
Not going to help me.
I'm afraid not.
I've got you some net neutrality. Woo! That's what I've always wanted. All right, good. Hold, because we've got to go to traffic and travel.
Okay.
So, what are we going to be talking about next?
We've got some stuff about how they're teaching artificial intelligence how to feel. And then lots of stuff about Christmas presents.
Splendid stuff, Katie, with us. Cornelius has just turned his nose up at a chocolate.
Look at that one. It's gone all weird, this bounty.
It's gone weird.
The end of it is like melted into a little drill around the coconut.
Yes. I think what's happened here is that Katie's re-gifted. I was suspicious when there was no lid. I think she took this to wherever she was work experiencing last year.
A couple names crossed out in this card.
You know, if you go for Ann Team, it's a safe bet. You're covered.
All right, Katie, you're going through geeky, gadgety stuff next for us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me! Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M11 in Essex is queuing southbound between Junction 9 for Saffron Walden and 8 at Bishop Stortford after an accident earlier. Delays on the M4 in Berkshire heading west from Junction 12 at Field to 13 at Cheveley heading through the roadwork section. In Worcestershire, the M5 has two lanes closed on the northbound side between Junction 5 for Droitwich and 4A for the M42. It's because of an accident which is blocking two of the four lanes. And in the West Midlands, the M6 is crawling northbound between Junction 5 for Castle Bromwich and 7 at Great Bar because of a breakdown blocking a lane. I'm Alan Joyce.
Suddenly, everything goes black. You're driving blind. What evil lurks in the gloom? What hides in the shadows? Will you ever feel safe again?
Course you will. Come to Halfords. We fit new headlight bulbs on the spot from just £8. And we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Bulbs sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Delaney. Live at Drive. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment. With the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions. Massive guests. All the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney. Live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio, good afternoon. A lot going on in the news. Brexit negotiations. Theresa May's continuing to say that the Brexit legislation is making good progress. Didn't seem that way last night, did it, in Parliament? So that's going on. There is much talk of what the royal family are doing this Christmas because they've announced that Meghan Markle, the American divorcee, is going to be spending Christmas at Sandringham with the Queen, where they're all going to sit down and lip-sync to the Queen's speech this year. And that's going to be filmed and live on BBC One. Filmed, but not live, but it's going to be on BBC One on New Year's Eve. They're going to show that. It's already complicated, the news today, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, that's possibly because your face is full of chocolate now. But it's all right. It's all right. We're here to help. And how do we help? We analyse the news using short-form Oriental verse. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
Cricket boards deny corruption, but it must be true. It's in the Sun.
The news in haikus. By the way, I just got into... It's Cornelius and I just had a little bit of an argument.
It turned into a bit physical fight, didn't it, to be honest.
It did, right? Because you say I committed like a cardinal chocolate-based sin, whereas I didn't see that.
There's two people in these in this life, John.
Yep.
There's people who take a celebration or similar out of a box,
yeah,
unwrap the chocolate.
That's right.
Then leave the wrapper aside.
Yeah.
Or put it straight into a bin.
Yes.
Recycling.
Yeah. And then there's other people
yeah.
who, frankly, are immoral.
Right. And this is because
people who put the wrapper back in the box.
What's wrong with that?
It makes it... I told you about this. And you did it twice as well. Because it makes it look like all the good ones are still in the box.
Yeah, but you don't just put your hand in and feel about and pull out something solid.
I thought there was another Galaxy Caramel in there. I went to see it. It was your empty wrapper and I got really upset.
Yeah, but why didn't you put your hand in and fiddle about with it? You don't need to...
No, because I was looking for the ones I've liked.
It makes sense to bunch up the paper and put it back in the box.
No, it doesn't. It makes it harder to... And also, I bet you're going to increase food wastage because at least one will get thrown out when you think the box is empty and it's just full of wrappers. Absolute... heinous crime.
What's... You see this one I'm about to eat?
Yeah. I wanted that one.
What is it?
It's a Galaxy Caramel. It's the last one.
And now watch. Now watch this.
Oh, are you going to put it the wrapper in? I'm taking
the watch
box.
This.
What?
Star Wars. So I've thrown it over there. Star Wars. Yeah?
Get it.
Yeah, I get it. It's good.
It's a galaxy. Far away. So, Katie's here. She brought chocolate, so that's a good thing. And what's more, she's brought geeky, gadgety stuff. What are we talking about next?
We are now talking about how they are teaching artificial intelligence robots how to feel. And they've been using Pixar's film Up. I don't know if you've seen Up.
That's the one with the man and the balloons.
And the balloons, yes. So they've been showing the opening of the film, where it's quite sad. They show the main character's childhood and then his marriage and then the death of his wife all quite early on. They've been showing this sequence to teach robots how to feel, and they've actually been able to like recognise the emotional arcs in the story and react to it, dialogue.
Right, so they've started showing films to robots to make them feel, right? And they've started with that.
Yeah.
Think where we could go in the future. I mean,
I
there
exactly,
are some films...
I know exactly where you're going with this. Every time.
Just saying.
True.
Anyway, so have we got Crying Robot?
I know that Disney are also showing
it. Did they cry oil? Oh. What do they actually cry?
That's something I don't know. I know that they reacted.
Do you put tears into a robot?
Well, they do.
That's
it with...
a sad job, isn't it? What's your job? I put tears into robots so they can feel pain as well.
But there are dolls that cry.
Yeah.
So they... And that someone's got to put the tears into them, haven't they?
That's someone's job. I put tears into dolls.
Into tiny tears.
I put tears into dolls to make children's lives more realistic.
It's not as bad as the one I had to put urine into a doll.
Yeah, baby wee-wee, baby wee-wee. Do they still do
that? I think they do. And I think, is that just a succession of people on a production line wazzing into a doll?
No.
Is that how they do it?
I think they just use water, obviously.
Well, I don't not necessarily, obviously. I mean, you don't know that.
I do, because that wouldn't be hygienic, would it?
I can research it for future techniques.
Yeah, please, you be the one to do that.
Okay,
I'm not going to do that. All right, well, that's frightening. A glimpse into a horrific future, isn't it?
Yeah, Disney have been doing it as well. They're showing, instead of doing traditional test screenings, they're starting to show them to robots to see their reactions, to read their facial recognition.
Yeah, because those big cinema paying go as the robots.
Yeah. So that's fun as well.
I find that slightly...
I don't understand why we're using the tech to do something that already works really well for people that are going to see the film anyway.
Because it doesn't matter. Why the market is never robots, is it?
Yeah, no.
So why not just ask people like they used to do? I don't understand.
I'm not really sure. And as well, there was a film, I think it actually came out last year, but a film called Sunspring, a short like sci-fi film that was written by a robot using artificial intelligence.
They'll take any
jobs. They're looking at,
robots.
Yeah, so basically they're taking over in short. So
great.
Good news.
All right. That'll be interesting next year. Right, so what else is going on in the world of tech?
So we're looking at tech Christmas presents.
Yes, of course we are.
There was a lot, to be honest, of watches and cameras and smartphones and non-exciting tech stuff. So I just picked some that stood out.
Good.
There was one called a Mechamon robot, and it's the world's first gaming robot, which also connects to an app on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever it may be.
Does it cry at films?
I can't.
What,
you have to
play the
to
games
out.
For you?
I get that you play it like through your phone and then the robot does it, and I was all a bit confused, but apparently it's a must buy for £300.
When I was a child, the big robotic must buy was a game called Simon. Are you aware of it?
I know Simon. Yeah. My great aunt bought me that one. From,
yeah, it's still
America.
Around. It's still around.
Yeah,
but now it's a bit retro. But it came out and it was a round disc with four different colour, primary colours on it, and all you had to do...
What you just said was stupid.
What?
You said four different colours and then the primary colours, and there's only three...
Controversial.
Three primary colours and another colour, right, on Simon, and you had to press, and it did a pattern, like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and you had to just copy it.
And you have to, yeah.
And you had to do what Simon said.
Exactly, and it was absolutely mind-numbingly dull. But it was addictive, and everyone kind of got really into it. It was a huge seller. And now look how far we've come from that. Now it's all what you're talking about.
You can do that on your phone nowadays, I bet.
Probably.
Download a Simon.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then as well, I was very confused by this. They were highly recommending that you get some smart bulbs. So these are lights that you control through an app.
Oh, God.
And it said you can play with the lighting tone and contrast to get the perfect ambience for your room.
I mean, just put the light on or off. Yeah, or get a lamp.
And then they were saying, like, you can get all these different colours. I was like, get some fairy lights for, like, a quid.
No, these sound cool, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, but you play with the lights in here. You can change the colour of the lighting in here, right? Like you can in, like, cars now.
So why do you need these smart bulbs? You can already do it in here.
No, because I had to wheel over to the wall to do that. I've just turned them on, so they're all, you know, colourful and nice. But what me and Ginger producer Dave have in our flat is an Amazon Echo. And trust me, you get very lazy with one of those because you just start asking it stuff that you know it can't do. Like, Alexa, turn on the oven. Sorry, that probably sets some people's off.
Yeah.
Jake Yap does that. But it goes, I'm sorry, but you don't have a smart oven. And that makes you go, well, now I want a smart oven.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, a lot. And Alexa, turn on the lights is also one.
Yeah.
So that would be really cool. Because you could just, like, turn off the lights if you're on the sofa.
Right. I mean, you could do that, but just...
No, because you have to get up. And we all know that's the worst.
That's why your generation is fat.
My generation is not fat. How dare you?
Switch a light off. Honestly, lazy. Alexa, I'm going to talk to your Alexa, because I know that you...
No.
Alexa, when Cornelius gets home, punch him.
She'd be saying that she doesn't know how to do that right now.
Because you're not smart. I'm sorry, you don't have a smart Cornelius. What else do you ask it to do now?
Play music and set timers for cooking, largely.
Right.
It's like a really expensive cooking timer.
I mean, you can just get...
Like, that's essentially what it is to me now.
Can't you just use the timer on your phone, though? Because then you're still not
moving. Yeah, but then you have to get it out and...
Yeah, but you'd have to get it out to do the lights with this.
No, you wouldn't.
But
you can hook them to Alexa.
Okay.
Other Alexas are available.
There's a Google one.
Simon.
Say that.
Yeah.
Simon.
Updated
red,
Simon.
Blue, green, yellow.
Everyone, Simon's just gone off now. In the country. What's he done? He's just got red, blue, green, yellow. Good. All right. Any more gadgety Christmas gifts?
Yeah, there's lots of Star Wars gifts. You see, I knew you were going to do that chocolate joke, obviously.
Yeah.
There's the usual games coming out, computer games and stuff like that. There's a Star Wars drone that you can get, and lots more drones coming out.
What's it shaped like? Is it shaped like the Millennium Falcon or something?
Yeah, I think so. And then Lego as well, on that note, have done a Millennium Falcon.
A millennial falcon. This is a falcon that's just offended by everything. And it flies off to its safe space and sits there crying. Oh, culturally appropriated, a Wookiee.
And I haven't got a galaxy caramel. That's what it's crying about. Yeah. And it has over 7,500 pieces, but it is £650 for some Lego.
How much?
£650.
For a Lego...
Yeah.
I mean, you'd actually want it to be life-size and be able to fly into space for that money.
With an app.
The command.
And you only get seven figures with it. I was like, you need a bit more than seven for that much money.
Who's going to buy that?
I don't. But there's also a watch that's 15 and a half grand that's Star Wars themed.
All the Star Wars merchandise is so overpriced. I bought a model Death Star, and it broke. I left this one bit off of it. It's a little vent got in. It got into it, and the whole thing broke.
Yeah, just shattered apart.
Yeah, so annoying.
Yeah.
That's a good Star Wars joke. I mean, I'm led to believe. Did I get the right ship there?
I mean,
I almost said Millennium Falcon, but that's the good one, isn't it?
You remembered. You've never seen it, have you?
I've seen the Family Guy version of it.
Yeah.
And then just heard it from references.
Yeah. And my Galaxy Far, Far Away joke by throwing a chocolate across the room was better than that.
No, it's not.
I mean, it literally was. I mean... Anyway, you see all these empty wrappers?
No!
Ow! Thank you for coming in, Katie.
You're welcome.
That was clear
up that mess.
Yeah, well, if you'd have just put them in the box, there wouldn't be a mess to clear up, would it?
No, you put them in the bin.
No, the bin's over there. Well, if you've got a box of chocolates...
When you buy a meal deal from Tesco or your pret soup...
Okay, here we go.
Your pret soup. When you finish your pret soup, do you then, on the way out of the studio, take the empty cup back to Pret and put it in the little oven?
Listen to you. All a moment ago, so excited about not getting off a sofa, weren't you? And now it's a case of, we've got to go across the room and put it in a bin. Yeah, you double standards, you. Double stand, two-faced, double standards. Yeah, can't
but
be...
not getting off the sofa, that wouldn't have a lasting effect.
If you don't have to get off the sofa.
Effect.
Alexa, put my detritus back in the chocolate box.
Idiot.
Thank you for coming in, Katie.
You're welcome.
And a very Merry Christmas to you.
And to you as well.
Are you in next week?
No, but in January.
All right, we'll see you then. That's Katie Work Experience there, reviewing your techie, geeky, gadgety Christmas stuff and more. Right, big debates on the way. We will be going through the newspapers and finding these silly stories, and we have to guess what they are from the headlines. That's Silly Gillies, Silly Stories with Toby Gillies from off of TalkSport. And a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare News Edition, adapted for the radio. It's all to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
5 pots of tea, check. 12 boxes of biscuits, check. 2 kilos of Christmas pudding, check. 20 mince pies, check.
Be telly ready with your free copy of The Sun's 120-page Christmas TV mag. Don't miss out on any festive TV and movies with our 3 weeks' worth of complete Christmas and New Year listings. Pick up your copy this Saturday only with The Sun.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a JCB windproof waterproof Banford jacket for just $34.99 or a JCB heavyweight Horden hoodie for only $14.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50ml, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still offer a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
Talk Radio.
It's Talk Radio. It is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John. Hi. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Coming up, May insists Brexit is on track, Grenfell families remember, and Britain First leader quizzed.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has vowed to continue building an ambitious, deep and special partnership with the EU post-Brexit, despite losing a vote on a Brexit amendment in Parliament last night. She's arrived in Brussels for a major summit where she's expected to urge EU leaders to move quickly onto trade negotiations. The Prime Minister insists last night's vote doesn't affect things much.
I'm disappointed with the amendment, but actually the EU withdrawal bill is making good progress through the House of Commons. We've actually had 36 votes on the EU withdrawal bill and we've won 35 of those votes, with an average majority of 22. So the bill is making good progress. We're on course to deliver Brexit.
Survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire have attended a memorial service at St Paul's Cathedral in London to remember the 71 people who died in the blaze 6 months ago. The Bishop of Kensington told the congregation he hopes the commemoration assures them they've not been forgotten. Members of the emergency services who helped those caught up in the fire also attended, along with senior royals. Aisha Mohammed lost three family members in the tragedy and told Talk Radio it was the perfect tribute.
Being together with everyone else really empowers everyone, helps everyone move on. It was beautiful. That's the word that I can use, really. It was different, it was diverse. Beautiful, definitely, yeah.
A third person has appeared in court, charged over the murders of four children in a house fire in Greater Manchester. The siblings, aged between 3 and 15, died following the blaze in Worsley in Salford on Monday. 25-year-old David Worrell was remanded in custody and is due in Crown Court with his two co-defendants tomorrow. Britain First leader Paul Golding has been arrested in Belfast. It's understood the allegations relate to a rally speech he made in the city in August. And interest rates have been kept on hold after being increased for the first time in a decade in November. The Bank of England base rate has been held at 0.5%. Policymakers voted 7-2 to raise rates last month to try to cool surging inflation.
Thanks very much, Toby.
Thanks.
Cheers, Tobes.
That was... I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't really listen to any of that.
Okay.
Because I popped out for a wee.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did ask me whether you had time, and I said it sort of depends how long the wee is.
I admit, I asked you, I said to you, do I have time for a wee? And I then realised, you've got no way of answering that, because you don't know how much of a wee I needed.
No.
And how much I needed to stand there.
How many litres there were.
Exactly. Mm. But I did it in time, it was fine.
You did?
So,
you did.
And the toilets aren't that close. You have to go out there and...
Out there and then out there.
Yeah, and out there again, because those are often occupied or out of order.
And then if you forget your pass, it's a nightmare.
God, is it? Anyway, thank you for that.
That's okay.
I know that you're back in 25 minutes' time or thereabouts with today's edition of Bonus News.
Yes.
My question to you is, have you begun the research for Bonus News?
Yes.
And could you tease us with an animal?
Dog.
Thank you. There's dog news on the way in Bonus News today, because it's animal news, not mineral, not vegetable.
Animal news.
Yes, we've done it consecutive days, because it covers everything else off that doesn't make it into the actual news. That's how it works. Just to give you a little heads up. Big debate's on the way. Toby's got the weather now, though. Here's the weather from Toby.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and wintry showers today. Longer spells of rain in the west. Highs today 8 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble, the chief executive of the Welsh FAs to escape punishment for suggesting the next Wales manager should definitely not be English. An investigation by the governing body concluded Jonathan Ford's comments were taken out of context, and the FA of Wales say they'll appoint the best person for the job. David Milan admits his maiden test century came at just the right time for England, as his 110 not outs kept the Ashes alive in Perth. The tourists ended day one of the third test on 305-4. It was another disappointing innings for Alistair Cook, though, who was out for just 7 runs in his 150th test. But England legend Graham Gooch has told TalkSport 2 Cook will be back.
Alistair had a tough time so far, but you don't lose your ability. What you lose is the confidence in that ability, and I am confident there's many more runs in the tank for him for England.
And Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho has refused to confirm whether defender Eric Bailly's season is over. It's been announced the defender picked up a serious ankle injury on international duty last month. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Alex. Right, big debate's on the way on Talk Radio next. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So we are looking, by the way, just as an aside, for what the royal family do at Christmas. We were talking earlier about this, that Richard Fitzwilliam, he's a royal commentator, telling us the traditions that the royal family enjoy over the festive period. Meghan Markle, of course, is going to spend her first Christmas with the family. So what can she expect? The papers are full of this stuff today as well, so... we've been looking into those some of these traditions. As we've been saying, it was Prince Albert who originally brought the Christmas tree over to England. He is honoured for this to this very day, as the royal Christmas tree, instead of a star or an angel, has a metal piercing through the end of it. Mad Tyke in York has been on. He said, John, the royals all play tag on Christmas Day, but with the blood of animals because of the hunting tradition. So when you get tagged in the face with a smear of blood, what you have to do is you drop on all fours and make the noise of the animal that you think the blood used to belong to. Have a guess. It's just kind of sort of dead animal charades. Thank you. And also, on top of the tree, of course, on Christmas as well, is the royal family traditionally hang someone who's been found guilty of treason. As the fallout from Harvey Weinstein continues to billow its way across the film industry in an unseemly cloud of what he chose to chuck into a pot plant, more revelations continue. Today, the actress Salma Hayek has branded the fat film sex pig a monster. And also, the filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, who you may remember made that film Super Size Me some years ago now, he's admitted on social media that he, very much unwilling women, approaching them with much the same attitude as he approached binging on all of those McDonald's meals for that film. Although I imagine the women, unlike the meal, weren't happy. 2017 will doubtless be remembered as the year when all of the unpleasantness came to be called out, and I presume, and rightly so, that will continue into 2018. I mean, I've no idea where Harvey Weinstein spends Christmas, but if he's coming to yours and you've got a tree in a pot in the corner, best keep him away from that. All very unpleasant. Matthew's called the show. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Yeah. Oh. You know my name's Badman Matt, yeah? Safe.
Yeah, Matthew. So you've called in because you've heard all me say all that, but you've called in about buttonholes.
Yeah, it's just been on my mind, you know, John. So I thought, you know, you have a big debate thing that you do.
Yeah, we
so
tackle all the issues.
I'll come debate buttonholes with you, because I really don't like buttonholes.
No, I know. That's what my researchers tell us. So what is your problem? Let's start off at the beginning of this, because you're not alone, Matthew. That's fair enough. Some people have buttonhole allergies. We know that. Some people just plain take against them because they don't like the way they look. We can talk about that. What is your particular problem with it, Matthew? Is it when it's just there without a button in it? Because some would argue that when a button is in a buttonhole, it's no longer a buttonhole. It's just a place to hold a button. What's your thought, Matthew?
It's like a slit in it.
Slit.
Well, those are all valid points, yeah. But, like, you know, buttonholes, they are, you know, it's one half. There's a button and a buttonhole. They come hand in hand, you know. And they're kind of symbolic, you know. They're symbolic of an old era of like, you know, upper class, stiff upper lip, British, you know, very posh, elitist, empirical Britain, yeah?
Yeah.
What I think today's youth is more inclined to be using is clothing that has zips and little strings that you pull to tighten the hood.
So you
and
think...
And I think buttonholes are irrelevant now.
Right.
We're technologically surpass buttonholes, the need for them. So we should get rid of them. It's
okay.
Simple, really.
Can we keep the buttons, to be clear? Or are we getting rid of those as well?
Well, buttons have uses, you know. They you know, they can, you know, you use them to, like, switch on a machine. But in terms of clothing, I think buttons should only be decorative and no holes should be
all
there.
Right. Well,
the minute you put a button in a hole, you've buttoned up. And buttoning up is a very kind of, you know, very posh thing to do, and I don't like it.
But all right, well, you make a good point, Matthew, actually. For the first time.
It's Bad Man Matt, though.
Yeah. Let me bring in Bad Man Ben. Bad Boy Ben. Benjamin. Benjamin's on the other line. Hello, Benjamin.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, you heard what Matthew's got
problem.
To say there. I mean, he's an anti-buttonhole for all of the reasons you heard. I know, are in the pro-buttonhole lobby. You say keep them. You say you want more of them in this country. And that's fair enough. What's your take on this situation, Benjamin? Talk us through what you think.
Well, I'd like to button him up for starters.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking nonsense. What are you on about? What's he on about? You can't have buttons without holes. They'd be completely pointless. You just have them as a decorative effect.
Yeah.
They're just sitting around, you know, doing nothing. I don't want to see buttons down the Dole office.
If you took the O-N out of the centre of the word, would anyone be happy with that?
Well, as we all know, John, you're a big fan of those.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen yours on many occasions. You know, usually at the office party when you've had one too many.
Yeah.
But
would it be all right to replace buttons, say, for example, with small bottoms on our clothes?
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Well, okay,
John, I was wondering how long it would take you to go down this road.
Not very long, I'm going to bring us out of it as well, because what I want to talk about is the politics of the situation. Because
you're going to come out of the buttonhole.
We're going to talk about the politics, because this is, as you know, very much an issue around leaving Europe, of course. Now, we have a sense of history here, don't we? Because, of course, it was Sir Francis Drake who was the first person to bring buttonholes back to this country. Prince Albert was a big fan, popularised them, as we've been hearing. And now they're kind of ingrained in British society. So I don't know that you can just get rid of them politically, as given the sense of history, Matthew.
Well, I'm a Remainer, yeah, because I like the way the Europeans have kind of discarded the buttonhole. You know, the Italians kind of, they innovated the idea of using zips. Yeah, they put zips on everything. I like zips.
You like zips?
Yeah,
you?
I like zips. Yeah, yeah. And you know, you mentioned Morgan Spurlock earlier, yeah?
Yeah.
With his McDonald's film. I'm on day 13 of my documentary that I'm making right now. I'm trying to go 40 days without wearing a single buttonhole on any of my clothes.
Right.
Now, with apart from a few occasions where my trousers have fallen down in public, I've had the best month of my life.
Would you be Benjamin? Let me bring you back here, because is it the case that you would donate, maybe Matthew, your buttons, because if you don't use them anymore, you don't need them. They're not illegal yet in this country.
No,
it's still a free country. People are still free to have buttonholes in their clothes. What about just donating them for people who don't have them? You know, like a button. Obviously, we already have these buttonhole kitchens. I don't mean for the homeless.
Yeah.
Could you donate yours, Matthew? Would you be happy with that if you didn't have to?
Say that, John. I already have. I've given them to my local primary school, and they've set up a tiddlywink championships with the buttons that I've discarded. Yeah.
Benjamin, tell me. Stop talking now. Benjamin, come back in on this, because I think what Matthew there was basically doing was calling you a racist.
He was, yeah, and I'm not going to stand for that. I mean, everyone knows my stance on this. I think Matt doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, if he's talking about donating things, perhaps he should donate some of his time to a much better cause.
Are the government doing enough, Benjamin, or does their silence on the subject of buttonholes speak volumes?
Well, they have been quiet about it, and I think they need to say something and make their stance clear, because at the moment we don't know, you know, whether it's a good or a bad thing.
No, we don't. You're right. I mean, the numbers that were being bandied around when we had the budget a few weeks ago, Philip Hammond said 40,000 new buttonholes for Britain by 2018. Now, that only gives him a couple of weeks. Is that a realistic figure, Benjamin?
Of course not. No. It won't happen in that time, and it shouldn't have to.
Right. Did you vote, Matthew, did you vote Buttsid?
No, I'm a Remainer, I told you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry, you're absolutely right. So, yes, you'd remain on the side of that. But
in the butt. I keep it all in the butt, bro.
If we just have buttonholes, and I'm going to play devil's avocar again here. If we look at it in that there's no legislation involving buttonholes at the moment. Now, it's true, isn't it, that anybody can walk into a shop and buy clothes with buttonholes over the counter, no kind of licence, no background checks. Anybody can go and buy clothes with buttonholes in them. Is that right, Benjamin, or should there be legislation, even if we do keep them?
I think it should be a big free-for-all, really. I don't see why anyone should be restrained or held back from from purchasing buttonholes.
Right.
You know, buttonholes for all. The more buttonholes, the better.
Would you say buttonholes on their own? Would you buy a buttonhole not part of a cloth?
Well, you can do. I mean, what I like to do is make extra buttonholes on my clothes, and then I can choose which hole to put the button through.
Yeah.
No, it makes your clothes a bit lopsided, but, you know, it's more of a fashion thing.
Matthew, it's an uphill struggle. No. Benjamin's right. It's an uphill struggle here, isn't it? Because if you've got buttonholes, you've got to fill them with something. If you want to get rid of them, you can't jail them, necessarily.
Sew them up.
Fill them with something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill them with soap.
There's lots of nefarious deeds that could be done with a buttonhole,
right.
You know? Like, if someone's walking down the street, and you know when your button pops, when your button comes off,
yeah,
and you lose a button.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's left there? You've got a little hole. And some little sneaky little pervert can take a peek through that hole and take a little look at your chesticles, yeah?
Yeah.
Have a little look at your stomach. And God forbid, your trouser button falls off.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well,
what on earth is wrong with that?
You seem to be quite obsessed with your trousers falling down, if I'm brilliant. Look, we're running out of time here.
There should be an age limit, yeah, at the very least.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So you're calling for an age limit for people with buttonholes. Benjamin wants a bit of a free-for-all. And that's fair enough. But we got to, you know, it's a contentious issue. I understand that there are strong feelings on both sides there. But Matthew, sum up the debate for me in one word.
It's got to be butt skit.
Thank you. And Benjamin?
Butt slits, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you're going with that as well, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They are, to be fair, they are more of a than a hole, so you're right. Anyway, look, what do you make of it? That's what we want to know. That's all very well hearing their point of view, but it's over to you now. What do you think? Do we need buttonholes in this day and age? Are they just an irrelevant hangover from centuries gone by, or do they still have a use? Buttonholes, what should we do with them? Should we be tough on buttonholes? Tough on the causes of buttonholes, which I think is seamstresses, and that seems a little harsh. But, you know, we don't want to take your opinion. It's post-Brexit Britain now. We've got turkey risotto and pigeons. Why do we need buttonholes? 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that was The Big Debate.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 at 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7. For just £30 a month, with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset. 12-month minimum term, 18+. Includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. SkyStore.com voucher. Terms apply.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6. That's northbound between junction 41 and junction 42 for Carlisle South. In West Yorkshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to emergency repairs on the M62. That's westbound at junction 30 for Rodwell, with congestion back to junction 31. And in Worcestershire, two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident with a van involved on the M5. That's northbound between junction 5 and junction 4A for the M42. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7 for just £30 a month with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset, 12-month minimum term, 18+, includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. Skystore.com voucher. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. Now, there is much news going on. We've been talking about it quite a lot, of course, not least last night's Brexit vote in Parliament, not least the big royal family news today that the papers seem to be obsessed with, that Meghan Markle will be spending Christmas at Sandringham with the Queen. But there is also a myriad silly stories, myriad of them, all over the papers. Now, these are the stories. If you've ever opened a tabloid or similar, you'll see a headline that's always a bit of a little pun. It always links to the story, but they seem to spend quite a lot of time coming up with the headline, which always outweighs the actual value of the story itself. They are the silly stories. What we like to do is get Toby Gilley from TalkSport, our newsreader, who's sort of stepped in here as well to do the news, to go through the silly stories, but just giving us the headlines. And then you and I, Cornelius, and you and I at home have to try and figure out what the story is from Silly Gilley's Silly Stories.
It's Silly Gilley's Silly Stories. Yeah, yeah.
So in the time-honoured tradition, let us take from Toby Gilley's headline number one.
A wrong bumper.
Right. A wrong bumper.
A wrong bumper.
Has there been a bottom survey going on that's just gone terribly wrong?
A wrong bumba.
Isn't it a Spanish mariachi song?
A wrong bumba.
A wrong bumba.
Oh, I don't know. Someone's been admitted to hospital with a telephone in their bottom. Let's find out.
A prisoner was caught with a cell phone hidden in his backside.
There you go.
The robber had twice before been found with a phone in his cell in 4.5 months.
I mean, you know, I mean, I think phones are... I mean, I don't know whether it's a modern phone. That's not specific. But a smartphone...
No.
He's going to smart.
They have little phones that are designed to be easily concealed.
Who do?
Prisoners do.
Do they?
Yeah, I've seen
How
it
do you
in,
know that?
In documentaries. I actually tried to ring this guy, but I couldn't really hear him. Crap line.
Oh, that was the closest one we've ever got to. Anyway, let's have headline number two.
Snow bounders.
Snow...
What's a bounder?
I don't really get the pun here.
No.
Snowbounder.
Snow bounders.
What does that mean?
Does it mean there are no bounders?
Well, what's a bounder? Like a cat?
Like
a snow bounders. Oh, well, I don't know. It's
don't know. Let's just find out the story.
It's I don't know. A load of bounders.
One in four workers has exaggerated snowfall in their area to get a day off. 2,088 people told a quiz.
Well, I don't...
No one in this room or the room next to us that's really knows why that exists.
No, that's a weird headline, isn't it? All right, let's take the next one.
Appeal court.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Right, John Peel has finally...
No.
Oh.
It'll be like a fruit peel, won't it?
It could be John Peel. John Peel on BBC Radio 1. Could be, couldn't it?
No, it's, has someone slipped over on a banana peel in court?
Someone has slipped over...
On a banana in a...
On the corpse of John Peel.
No, why would that be left in court?
Well, because... of that thing in his autobiography. Finally... No? Maybe not. So, okay, John Peel is in court. Because he's accused of banana theft. John Peel is...
Oh, it could be something to do with banana theft, yeah. It's a crime around...
Yeah,
a crime
appeal
around
court. Somebody has stolen bananas. A rogue... Okay.
Why bananas, though? There's other fruit with peels, like oranges, tangerines, satsumas.
Yeah, that's more Christmassy, I suppose.
Mmm, lemons.
All right, a
limes.
Rogue... A rogue Ocean's 11-style heisters.
Okay, at grocery.
Yeah, Grocer's 11. Have broken into a greengrocer's.
Grocian's 11.
Yeah.
That would have been. So we know it's not that, because that's what it would have been,
doesn't
wouldn't it?
They're going to think of the headline, though, does it?
Yeah.
Broken into a greengrocer's and robbed all of their Christmas stock of satsumas and are now appearing in court. Let's find out.
Singer Shaima got 2 years in jail in Cairo for a music video showing her in underwear and suggestively eating a banana.
How would you do that? I can't think of a way you could even do that. Who's Shaima? Have you heard of her?
No.
Or him? Her.
It's a her. It says it later in the story.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never heard of her.
No, I don't know what that means.
She's not very outgoing. She's quite shy.
Ignore that. Next story, please, Toby.
Big fat rip-off.
A fat person
has got stuck on some Velcro.
Yeah. a fat person working in a Velcro factory has become trapped in it.
On a wall.
Yeah. Let's find out.
A dressmaker on Channel 4's Big Fat Gypsy Wedding has won a legal battle against a former employee who ripped off one of her designs.
Right. As was better again, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Our version was better. Okay, next one.
Nativity sin.
Nativity.
No, so something...
Nativity.
Nativity sin. Sin.
Sin. Right, so...
Is it similar to that Greg story the other day, where they put a sausage roll instead of Jesus?
Yep.
This time someone's put a horse.
Yeah. In the nativity scene. So it's a day...
Or it's just being revealed that Greg's sausage rolls have horse in them, which
no,
we're certain they don't.
We are certain that they don't. But it could be a leftover lasagna from that horse meat scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps someone has put that in the manger. Nativity. All right, it's horsey Jesus.
Yobs, who smashed up a town centre's nativity scene... are being hunted by police in Fenton in Stoke-on-Trent.
Fenton! What's that got to do with horses?
Horses, yeah.
Doesn't even make any sense. There's nothing to do with horses in there. Nativity.
Did Toby just pronounce that wrong?
Yeah, I think he probably did.
Here he is. Toby, come in.
We're just quibbling, Toby.
How
over
do you say nativity? How did you say... Nativity.
I don't know, what did I say?
You said nativity. We've been guessing that the story's about a horse.
And it doesn't involve a horse at
all. Well, I'll have you know that sometimes, you know, this is my game, it's my name on the game, and I like to say things the way I like to say them.
Unbelievable.
Is it not a nativity?
It's a nativity.
I don't think I've ever said nativity.
But that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit lazy.
Well, you said it that way when you read the next bit of the sentence.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was because I was reading
it as a headline. Have a listen to this. So here's Toby's headline.
Nativity sin.
Right. Nativity.
So guess why we talked about horses for a good minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, wasting everyone's time, much like this entire programme, and then here's what you said for the...
Yobs, who smashed up a town centre's nativity scene.
Nativity scene!
Hunted by police.
Well,
in
I think
Fenton,
that both are acceptable. For
no.
Me. Did you just say nay?
No.
Anyway, thank you, Toby.
If it had been about horses, it would have been in animal news.
Ah, good. That's on the way. Nicely done. Animal news is on the way with Toby, if he pronounces any of it correctly at all. So we will we'll find out after the actual news. Also in this half an hour, we will, of course, be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio.
Not the actual news, the other news.
The other news,
the
I beg your pardon.
News, yeah. The earlier news. Pre-news.
A console game adapted very much for an audible medium. That's what we're going to be playing next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
That was Silly Gilly's Silly Stories. Yuck, yuck.
I mean, that was interesting, but okay. Let's say the news is... There's news now with Toby.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Theresa May has admitted last night's Commons defeat on key Brexit legislation, as some Tories rebelled, was disappointing. It means Parliament should get a final vote on the exit deal. The Prime Minister has faced the media for the first time since then, as she arrived in Brussels for talks with EU leaders and says there's a lot to get through.
I'm here in Brussels today to talk with friends and allies about the threats and challenges that we face, not least issues around security. I'll also be talking about Brexit and talking about the ambitious and deep and special partnership that I want to build with the European Union.
There were emotional scenes as the 71 victims of the Grenfell Tower fire were remembered at St Paul's Cathedral in London. Relatives of those killed and survivors attended a national memorial service earlier. More 11-year-olds in England are now meeting the expected standard in reading, writing and maths. 61% of those who took this year's SATs managed it this year, up from 53% in 2016. It's a scandal that British cycling superstar Chris Froome has not been suspended from competition after an adverse drugs test came to light. And according to four-time former world time trial champion Tony Martin, the team Sky leader has been allowed to ride on despite a urine sample showing double the World Anti-Doping Agency's limit of asthma drug salbutamol in his system. And Disney has agreed to buy Rupert Murdoch's Fox Entertainment business for nearly £40 billion a year. The purchase is expected to take a year to complete. Now, your weather, winds easing this evening, leaving clear spells and showers. Frost and ice forming by the morning, making roads potentially treacherous. Lows of -1 north of the border, 1 Celsius everywhere else. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Okay.
Because it is time for today's edition of Bonus News. Now, you all have noticed from Toby speaking there that the news is only around...
Yuletide. Make it Christmassy. It's getting near that time.
What?
Do it again, but say instead of Yule, say Yuletide. Make it Christmassy. It's the right time for it.
So, Yuletide have noticed, like that.
Actually, it didn't work. Do it. Go back to the first original.
Okay. So you'll have noticed that there was only 2 minutes of news there, really. Just 2 short minutes.
About a minute and a half, in fact.
A minute and a half is even worse. And there's just not enough time to cover everything off that's happening in the world. And everything gets covered off scientifically, of course, into 3 categories. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Well, also...
Fungus.
Fungus. Gas. But you know, that's fine. So we will bring you them on consecutive days. Today you've turned up, congratulations, when it is an edition of Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Mary has come to the rescue of baby Jesus once again, when she had to save him from being kidnapped by a sheep.
The performance at the First Baptist Church of White Pine in Tennessee, the nativity play this is, was going swimmingly until a toddler playing the role of the fluffy four-legged character started dancing with the baby mid-performance. The hero of the hour, playing Mary, snatched him back and kept the Son of God safe while a preschool-sized brawl broke out.
Now, we don't know, of course, that that wasn't actually how the original story unfolded.
No, well, I wasn't there, so I don't know, no.
Well, the Catholic Church have a history of suppressing Gospels. Okay. So if maybe that was, in fact, what genuinely happened.
Possibly.
On the original
and
Christmas
Day. And this sheep knew that.
Yeah. So yes. The sheep.
Yes. Played by a two-year-old.
Yeah, danced with Jesus. Now, was Jesus played by a child? Or
No, I suspect not, no.
It's played by a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As is traditional in
Asda.
Greg's.
No, Greg's.
Greg's, okay.
It was Greg's.
Muddy Asda's name with
sorry.
His heresy.
Sorry, Asda.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Animal news.
Yes. As a father who has been to children's nativity plays before, what unites them?
What do you prefer, nativity or nativity?
Well, a nativity, because it's the right word, Tony. Okay. But what unites them all is that they're excruciatingly dull until your child comes on for however long that is. But it's not worth sitting through it.
No, what you need is like on the radio, we have a running order. You need a running order of children.
Yes, and then you can just go in and watch that bit and go again.
Yeah.
Exactly right. But I've sat through quite a few of these things, and I have to say it would be improved if a sheep began to dance with the baby Jesus.
And then there was Mary's a brawl. Fault anyway. It was her sheep. Because Mary had the little lamb, didn't she?
Oh, I think that's a different Mary, isn't it?
Well, it's a different gospel. Again, suppressed by the Catholic Church. Yeah, it would be live. In fact, it's my daughter's nativity today.
Oh, but you don't appear
have
to be there.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Is that because you had the running order and...
Because he's a bad parent.
It's not happened yet.
Yeah. No, it's because, it's quite awkward to get a day off. You know, and then you sort of go, and then nativity. And I would go to see it, and I've seen it before. I've seen her do it before, but...
We've all seen it before.
But I know the story. And I've seen it loads of times, so...
Well, I've seen Shawshank Redemption loads of times, but I still enjoy it.
They're doing that at Easter.
Right. Do you know what role she's got?
She's got the Morgan Freeman role. She's five. It's gonna
her leg of... Music. Been fixed
Animal
by
News.
It's the other one.
I remember the first day I set my eyes on Andy Dufresne.
The music's run out.
Animal News.
Yeah, it's got to start again. Hang on.
Animal News.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Do you want to carry on?
Yes, please.
Story two. A cat called Dog has been given a key role in a dog's training centre. The Moggy, who was taken in as a mascot by Support Dogs Inc. in St. Louis over the summer, has been far more helpful than anticipated. CEO Anne Klein says Dog is now vital in making, dogs comfortable around other animals as they are prepared for domestic life. And finally, a miracle dog.
Hang on, a cat called Dog. Why have who would do that?
They called it... they're actually calling it D-O-G. D-O-G. But it's actually just Dog. They pronounce Dog D-O-G but it's...
Why not call
that's
it
even worse?
Cat.
Because...
Animal News.
There are dogs... Dogs...
Well, that's just stupid.
...centre, I guess, and they think that they probably shouldn't support a cat, so they... Maybe it's a bit like that O2 advert, Be More Dog.
I never understood that either.
No, it didn't make sense either. It's
not like in any
Animal
way.
News.
The Maybe reason they did that was to make it confusing so people would discuss how confusing it was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You've all fallen
well,
for they, it.
Well, I'll tell you, the most confused is this poor cat, Dog.
Well, to be fair, if he wants to identify as a dog,
yes,
then
that's
in
true.
This day and age, that dog can that cat can transition into a dog if he wants
to. It's
going
to have to identify as Dog because that's its name.
It's a bit like BJ and the Bear.
Now, that's a good point, actually. Because, of course, BJ, the truck driver, and his best friend, Bear.
Yeah.
What was Bear? Not a bear.
Not a bear.
What was it, Toby? It was a chimpanzee. Its name was Bear.
Yeah.
And from thence the humour arose.
Yeah.
Because that was the confusion. No, let me explain, because I don't think you understand. The chimpanzee was called Bear. But he wasn't a bear.
No.
It was a chimpanzee.
Don't get it.
And thus could identify as a bear, yeah, or a chimpanzee, depending on what he wanted to. But it was called Bear, mm, but it wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee.
Mm.
Just to be clear.
I don't get it.
Right. What's your next story?
Final story.
Animal news.
A miracle dog who leapt 30 foot off of a bridge in Glasgow,
yep,
and survived is to be part of a new advertising campaign called Save a Star. Four-year-old.
Quite impressive for a cat.
No, this is a dog. A dog.
Yeah, yeah. The cat called dog.
No. It's not a cat D-O-G. Called dog. This is a dog.
Right.
Four-year-old Chino.
Hang on.
And you have to stop.
Music's run out.
Animal news.
4-year-old Chino, who's a Labrador. See, that helps you out. Not Chino. He's not a pair of Chinos. He's just called Chino.
Or a door.
He's a Labrador.
Or a lab. Oh, no.
Or a lab. No, he's not a lab either. Or a bra.
Okay.
He was walking in Lynn Park when he decided to take the death-defying plunge. Owner Elizabeth says she was shocked to discover that he'd broken no bones as he landed on rocks below. Charity, the PDSA, has now launched its Save a Star campaign featuring Chino the Labrador. All one word.
Yep.
Asking for donations of £5 to help carry out life-saving ops for pooches and other pets.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you for
bringing
me.
Us Thank animal you. News.
Animal news.
And I think we all feel
fulfilled.
That's the word
animal
I would use.
Animal news.
Yeah, we're full of animal news, and thank you very much for doing it for us. Toby, there with you. You with us tomorrow on the news?
No.
Oh.
Who is?
Don't know.
God, the place.
It's not Claire Cottingham. Might be. No, it won't be Alex. No, Alex is doing the morning. Might be Lisa O'Sullivan. Might be Lisa O'Sullivan. Had Lisa O'Sullivan before? Don't think you have. She actually was just asking me how you do the shift. It might be that she's doing it next week at some point. But I'm doing Monday to Thursday next week.
Okay.
That's good.
4 days. So hopefully I'll get my
first
edition.
Oh, we got David Spencer tomorrow.
So
you're hopefully going to get your my first edition of non-animal bonus news. Something else.
Definitely.
Because I've never done one before.
It was all to look forward to. Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
On the way, a console video game adapted for the radio, badly. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare News Edition. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue, designer dishes for Glenn, something dinosaur for Coco, she's dippy for the dinos, all for a total bargain. TK Maxx, big gifts, small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve, in-store and online.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50ml, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6. That's northbound between junction 41 and junction 42 for Carlisle South. In Nottinghamshire, we have slow traffic and a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1. That's southbound at junction 26 for Nottingham. And elsewhere, in Staffordshire, we have one lane closed and some heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 northbound. That's between junction 13 and junction 14 for Stafford North. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7 for just £30 a month with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset. 12-month minimum term, 18+. Includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. Skystore.com voucher. Terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's the Full Set Breakfast asking you the big questions of the day, which Carol Malone always manages to answer. For example, Carol, which great opponent of Cartesian dualism insisted there was no difference between the extended and the unextended consciousness?
Don't be stupid.
Thank you very much indeed. That's me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone, the double act with two straight people only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6.
It was, in fact, Henri Bergson.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, I can tell you there's hell of a lot going on today in the news. For a start, royal family news. We know that Meghan Markle is spending Christmas with the Queen. That's in all the papers today. They're talking about royal family traditions, which we've been talking about as well. This afternoon, like Toby said earlier, we learned a lot. Every day is a school day. Also, Brexit vote. The Brexit vote last night didn't go the way that Theresa May was planning. She's had to go to Brussels sort of going, well, that didn't work very well. So there's a lot of controversy between Brexiteers and Remainers again today, all shouting at each other about whether or not voting the way they did last night in Parliament was the right thing to do. But of course, all it was a vote for sovereignty, not necessarily for Brexit. All of that's going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Sorry, Cornelius, sir. We are here to help, as you know. The news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We know how it works. It just gets right to the heart of the matter with no mess. It's the news in haikus.
Rebel MPs defeat Theresa May, which now means Brexit's cancelled.
That's the breaking news in haikus. Now, there's a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio on the way. Before that, though, I don't know whether you're aware of this. Are you aware of this? Talk Radio and Maplin are getting into the festive spirit. Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
By giving away fantastic daily prizes this month, including drones and other top tech for your home. Now, if you want to win the prize behind tomorrow's door on the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar, which I'm not kidding you, is an actual advent calendar they've mocked up and put here in the studio.
Sir.
There it is, right there behind me. You can register your details at talkradio.co.uk. So there's closed doors, obviously. It gets opened on the day, and then there's a special secret prize behind the door, and you have to register at talkradio.co.uk. Then you get 5 golden rings of your phone or something. On breakfast show tomorrow, I think they ring your phone, and is that right, and you pick it up?
Yeah, five rings chance.
Yeah,
or something.
And then you win, your chance to win, then you get on the... anyway, that's how it works. I'm going to look behind the... Because I don't know what they're giving away. But why don't we just open one of the advent...
No, you can't open any
of
them.
Why not?
Don't open tomorrow.
What's the date tomorrow?
I'm not telling you.
15th, thank you. Number 15.
Don't open it.
Yeah, but this might make more people want to register, because it might be a brilliant prize.
Yeah, but the prize is a surprise. It's a surprise.
No, hang on. 1, 4, 18, 12, 15. Here we go.
Oh, no, it's in there.
Oh. It's an envelope.
It's
Hang on.
Envelope.
It's an envelope. It's ripped the
no,
envelope.
Paul
ripped
Ross is supposed to open that.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a look first, aren't I? More interesting that way. A little bit of paper inside. Hold that. Oh. John, we guessed you'd do this at some point. Get back to reading the live readout.
Sam. Sam was.
That's from
put
Sam.
That in.
That's from Sam upstairs. He works in the promotions department. Right.
He's done you there, hasn't he?
Yeah. Right now, when you spend £40 at Maplin, you get a free £5 off voucher or £10 off when you spend £80.
Considering we're on day 15 of that, I wonder how many times they tried that.
I've only just thought of it, but I bet you think they're...
Yeah,
hang on, I'm going to open another one.
No, don't leave that
one.
Sorry.
Just going to open
another
one. Well, I'm going to open 17. All right, here we go.
Leave them.
Bit of paper inside. John, we knew you'd do this at some point. Please sign and return to the S&P tray. There we go. Right, it's time to play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Let's meet the contestant. He's called Barry. Hello, Barry.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. It's nice to have you on, Barry. Thank you for playing. What do you do, Barry?
I work in a lost property office for trams.
Right. Is that like lost trams?
No, lost property, mostly coats. Yep. Sometimes we find a bag of boiled sweets or a traffic cone.
Right, and do you eat those?
The traffic cones, we might gnaw on them from time to time. The boiled sweets, never.
Okay, good knowledge. Right, are you a console gamer, Barry? Are
no.
you no right good
no.
no. Well,
no, I don't know what that is.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be playing a radio version of it. Okay, very simple.
Okay.
Very
yeah.
simple. Well, I'll talk you through. What you have to do. But essentially, it's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio news edition. Here we go. It's all very simple. You take on the role of a Black Ops commander of an elite fighting unit. Barry,
okay,
so you're a Black Ops
great.
Commander, and also you work in a lost property office for trams.
Yeah.
The rogue asteroid that could be alien technology is
right.
flying past the Earth, and it's your job to fly up there and destroy it just in case.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the asteroid's been hijacked by terrorists who plan to fly the asteroid into people as an attack. It is your
right.
job to stop them through gameplay.
Okay.
Now, you're going to need to write down these controls, Barry. Here we go.
Okay.
Here are the controls
yeah.
for the game. Shoot.
Shoot.
Don't
yeah.
don't shoot.
Don't shoot. Okay.
Jump.
Jump. Right.
Ride around on a horse, hating gays and failing to get elected.
Okay, got that.
Turn up in Brussels for a post-Brexit vote embarrassing meeting.
Okay.
Cancel a tour in mysterious circumstances.
Right.
Spend Christmas with the Queen. Those are the controls of the game.
Okay, got that.
Okay, if you're ready to play, here we go. You are in the launching area of the shuttle you are flying to the hijacked asteroid in. You must board the shuttle, Commander Barry, but really,
okay.
you need the toilet. But the way to the toilet is blocked by obstacles. Terrorists, innocent
yeah.
bystanders... And
yeah.
people from the week's news. You're going to need all your wits about you and
right.
the controls as well.
Okay, got
so
that.
You open the door and step through. Here we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Alabama Congress hopeful Roy Moore.
Ride around on a horse, hating gays and failing to get elected.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Peter Kay.
Cancel a tour in mysterious circumstances.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Theresa May.
Turn up in Brussels for a post-Brexit vote in an embarrassing meeting.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Bonus level. Terrorist. It goes faster. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Don't.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Peter Kay.
Cancel a show, a tour in mysterious circumstances.
Meghan Markle.
Spend Christmas with the Queen.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Alabama Congress hopeful Roy Moore.
Ride around on a horse, Hayden Gaze, and trying to get elected.
No, back to the original gameplay. Terrorist.
Okay.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't you?
Meghan Markle.
Spend Christmas with the Queen.
What House of Pain did around?
Jump.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Game over. Oh. Not bad, actually. Cornelius has been keeping score for you to work out what you got in the game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the Radio News Edition. Cornelius, what did he get?
Very good score.
Yep.
You got 18,999.
Yep. Very good.
Oh, is that good?
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
You need to, like with the console game, though, you now get to put your initials in.
Okay.
What are your initials, Barry?
B.
Yeah.
Do you want the other one?
Yes.
It's also B.
Yes.
Another B.
Yes.
And that's all of them.
Fine. Right. Okay. You have to say stop when I get to the correct initials so you can put your initials in. Are you ready? Here we go through the alphabet. Just say stop. A, B, C, D, E.
Stop.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Stop.
F. A, B, C, D, D, E, F, D. Congratulations, you got whatever score Cornelius just said.
18,999.
Well done, Barry. You are
excellent,
an elite Black Ops unit commander. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. So that's just about it from us this very afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, at the same time. Sam Delaney is with you next. He is coming from the Grenfell Tower site today. 6 months, of course, there was that memorial service earlier in St Paul's Cathedral. Sam, can you hear me? Hello, Sam?
I can, yeah. John. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're all right, yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay. Good. Yes, I'm here back at the Notting Hill Methodist Church in North Kensington, right beside Grenfell Tower. Earlier, the community came together at St Paul's Cathedral, as you say, to mark the six-month anniversary.
We just lost the line from Sam there, so that'll be an interesting show. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney, technicals permitting, with you next, live from the Grenfell Tower site. Have a good evening.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
We'll get you talking.